ground to break and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Privacy is a right, not a privilege. Defend your rights at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. So, Joe Biden has found a new group of people to bribe. So this is now, I guess, how we do business. If you have a WNBA player who is not really famous because, you know, she's a WNBA player who goes to Russia and brings with her drugs, and then she gets arrested and she is stuck in jail, yes, unjustly, we're like, what could we trade to get her back? And the answer is the merchant of death, which, again, bad trade. Iran, apparently, has released from prison five Americans, but has placed them under house arrest. They're actually being fully released and not being sent back to the United States. They're just under house arrest in Tehran, which sounds like a real party. It's like being stuck in a house in Tehran. What exactly do we have to do to get them out of jail and into house arrest, which, again, is like its own sort of prison in Tehran? All we had to do was give them access to $6 billion in oil revenue for, quote unquote, humanitarian purposes. By humanitarian purposes, Iran means, you know, terrorism and nuclear development. A statement from the National Security Council spokesperson Adrian Watson says, quote, "We have received confirmation that Iran has released from prison five Americans who were unjustly detained and has placed them on house arrest. While this is an encouraging step, these U.S. citizens, Sayamak Namazi, Murad Tabaz, Ahmed Chargi, and two Americans who at this time wished to remain private, should never have been detained in the first place. We will continue to monitor their condition as closely as possible. Of course, we will not rest until they are all back home in the United States. Until that time, negotiations for their eventual release remain ongoing and are delicate. We will therefore have little in the way of details to provide about the state of their house arrest or about our efforts to secure their freedom." So, just to do the math for you, for those who aren't that good at math, that is $1.2 billion per hostage. You think maybe Iran is going to think about taking some hostages in the future? How about Russia? Like, so far, the trading strategy here appears to be like Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees from the Boston Red Sox level of trading strategy here. Is Joe Biden going to use this as the predicate to argue that now relations are actually warming, they are thawing with the Iranian Ayatollahs? Now, we should remember at this point that the Iranians are directly responsible for hundreds of American deaths in Iraq. It was Iranian-backed force that killed hundreds of Americans in Iraq. Iran is the most nefarious force in the Middle East. Whether we are talking about backing the Houthis in Yemen, whether we're talking about backing Hezbollah, a mass terrorist group in Lebanon, which could lead to a war between Israel and Lebanon in the very, very near future, whether we're talking about Iran backing Hamas and shipping them rockets, Iran backing Syria, every bad thing happening in the Middle East right now can be laid basically at the doorstep of the Iranians. So the thing you don't want to do is give them access to billions of dollars in capital. So Joe Biden gave them access to billions of dollars in capital, which, again, that dude, not good at the presidenting. Listen, trying to get American hostages out of terrible regimes is a great thing to do. But $1.2 billion a person? That is not the correct price. It turns out that actually sticks can be very effective as well. Not just carrots, but the Biden administration has offered no such stick in the past. I mean, the Reagan administration was able to free the Iranian hostages by basically being incredibly threatening toward the Iranian regime. Is this going to be the predicate to an even warmer move by Joe Biden toward an Iran deal? So we should remember at this point that Joe Biden, his chief negotiator with regard to Iran was a man named Robert Malley. Robert Malley was recently removed in terms of his security clearance. His security clearance was literally removed because he was suspected of trafficking in classified information. Robert Malley has been a longtime critic of the state of Israel. He's been a longtime peacenik with regard to the Iranian Ayatollahs. It goes all the way back to the Obama administration. Robert Malley is one of Obama's guys. Malley just last month, he had his security clearance removed, leading a group of Republican senators to urge the State Department's internal watchdog to investigate the suspension of Malley's security clearance, ratcheting up scrutiny of the administration's handling of the incident. Malley was Joe Biden's top Iran envoy, and he was helming the administration's efforts to restore a nuclear deal with Iran when his security clearance was quietly suspended sometime this spring. He was then put on unpaid leave in late June following media reports that his clearance had been suspended. This administration bends over so far backward to try and draw some sort of Iran deal up that now they are sending negotiators who can't even get security clearance, and they are clearing billions of dollars in cash to the Ayatollah. Simultaneously, they're attempting to force the state of Israel to make concessions to Iranian-backed terror groups, like, for example, Hamas. The latest attempt by Joe Biden to draw peace in the Middle East is a supposed Saudi-Israeli normalization deal. Now, the Saudis are perfectly willing to normalize relations with Israel. They've been wanting to do so since the Trump administration. That's the reason why the UAE, Bahrain, Morocco, all these countries that have very friendly relations with the Saudis have normalized relations with the Israelis already. Saudi clearly wanted to do that. I've seen public officials from Saudi Arabia directly talk about this. What was the holdup? The holdup is that Joe Biden basically put pressures on the Saudis not to do it unless Israel made concessions to the Palestinians. The Palestinians happen to be governed by terror groups. The Palestinian Authority is a longtime terror group. Islamic Jihad is an actual terror group. Hamas is clearly a terror group backed by Iran. Right now, Joe Biden's game with regard to the Saudis and the Israelis is to try to box Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, in by essentially offering the carrot of a Saudi peace deal and the stick that the Saudi peace deal will be removed unless Bibi Netanyahu makes overt concessions to a group of people who are likely to use all of those concessions as launching pads for terrorism. According to Axios, Prime Minister Netanyahu is seeking a security agreement with the United States focused on deterring Iran in the context of that mega deal that the Biden administration is trying to reach with Saudi Arabia and Israel. A formal agreement would give the U.S. security guarantees to Israel at a time when Iran continues to advance its nuclear program. But presumably, the thaw with Iran is just another way of attempting to pressure Bibi into taking some sort of deal with the Saudis that would amount to concessions to the Palestinians. Now, again, the Saudis don't care about that. Realistically speaking, this idea that the Saudis are like desperately involved in Palestinian peace negotiations is nonsense. They don't care. Okay, the reality is that economics trumps everything right now in the Middle East because all of these kingdoms are dependent on prosperity for their people. These are not democracies. They do not have the democratic support of their people. The reason that they get to stay in power is because they enrich their people through economic growth. If the economic growth collapses, they also collapse. So they have a strong interest in creating economic ties with the strongest economic power in the region, which actually is Israel. It's Biden that's standing in the way of all of that. So we'll see how all of this develops, and we'll keep an eye on it, obviously. We'll get to more on this in just a second. But first, if you have a family like I do, you know how much your loved ones depend on you. In a worst case scenario, you wouldn't want them to have to worry about cash flow, monetary problems, bills. A good life insurance plan can give you peace of mind that if something happens to you, your family will have a safety net to cover mortgage payments, college costs, other expenses, so they can get back on their feet and focus on the family. If you already have coverage through work, employer-sponsored life insurance may not offer enough protection for your family's needs. It's not going to follow you if you leave your job. Policy Genius knows how valuable your time is. That's why their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies starting at just $25 per month for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius has licensed, award-winning agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not the insurance companies, which means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another, so you can actually trust their guidance. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save today. That's PolicyGenius.com. Meanwhile, we have the House Oversight and Accountability Committee now announcing that they are going to subpoena the Biden family. Here is James Comer, Republican of Kentucky, and the head of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee, who said this today.
Are you going to subpoena Hunter Biden? They had Don Jr. under oath during the Trump administration, and they asked him all sorts of questions about what we understood at the end of the day to be a lie about Russia collusion.
Yeah, this is always going to end with the Bidens coming in front of the committee. We are going to subpoena the family. I mean, we're putting the case together to win in court. Obviously, with all the opposition and obstruction we're getting from the Biden attorneys now, we know that this is going to end up in court when we subpoena the Biden. So we're putting together a case, and I think we've done that very well.
Now, will they actually pay attention to the subpoena? Probably not. I mean, there are a bunch of people who have not in the past. Obviously, Steve Bannon didn't pay attention to a subpoena. He ended up in contempt. Eric Holder, when he was attorney general, didn't pay attention to a subpoena. He ended up in contempt. Now, being held in contempt by Congress at this point has very little consequence. But the fact that the House Oversight and Accountability Committee is now attempting to actually subpoena the Bidens means that this is getting more and more serious. Comer says, we want to talk to three or four more associates first. We've been communicating with a couple of them. He says, we're trying to bring them in like we did Devin Archer for a transcribed interview. If they don't come in voluntarily, they will, in fact, be subpoenaed. He said it'll be very difficult to get information from Joe Biden through subpoenas because, of course, anytime you try to subpoena the president of the United States, the president tends to ignore all of that. But Comer correctly points out the thing that I've been pointing out for literally a couple of years at this point, since the Hunter Biden laptop, the single most damning piece of information that we have with regard to how the money flowed in the Biden White House and with regard to Joe Biden as vice president, Hunter Biden, all the rest of this, the single most damning piece of evidence is a text message sent from Hunter Biden to his daughter talking about how he paid half of his dad's bills. Now, here's the thing. Hunter and Joe could have commingled funds very easily. Basically, Joe's defense here is that the money didn't formally enter my personal bank account, but if I pay for dinner with my father, then he benefits. And that happens like all the time. I go out to dinner with my dad and I'll pay for dinner. So he benefits from my income. Well, if Hunter is basically signing checks for all of Joe's expenses, obviously he benefited. Here is James Comer saying that the most damning piece of information is Hunter literally saying that he pays Joe's bills.
Why are they blocking us from more bank record, Rob? If the president's done nothing wrong, then they should allow us to see their personal bank record. I mean, you've seen the emails that showed that Hunter Biden was complaining to his daughter that he had to give half of his income to his father.
Right.
That's pretty damning evidence.
Yeah.
When his income 100% came from our adversaries around the world for influence peddling.
Yeah.
For violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act.
Okay, so, you know, he is right about all of that, obviously. And the juxtaposition between the DOJ basically attempting to cut a sweetheart deal with Hunter Biden and the DOJ simultaneously going after President Trump is going to have some pretty major ramifications for the 2024 race. Representative Dan Muser, Republican of Pennsylvania, he points out the juxtaposition and how awkward it is for the Biden administration.
How do you see that in terms of this coincidence that something happens in terms of evidence coming out on Hunter Biden, the next day another attack on Donald Trump?
I think it's pretty obvious. And the American people, I think, are waking up to it. I mean, doing everything they can to suppress their own malfeasance activities and hide their own accounts and to desperately try to keep the Biden family out of jail. Meanwhile, they're completely focused on indicting their number one opponent in a political campaign.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's Banana Republic stuff. American people got to understand that is exactly what's happening.
Okay, well, he is right about that. He also points out, of course, that Joe Biden has lied repeatedly during this entire debacle. I mean, Joe Biden literally said that Hunter received no Chinese money. He said in an open debate in 2020, he said that he never benefited. He said that Hunter really never benefited from even using his name. He said he had nothing to do with Hunter's business. All of these things weren't true. Here is Representative Muser pointing out that Joe Biden is a liar.
But first, let's talk about these new findings from the House Oversight Committee. How do you see all of this?
Well, it's pretty ugly. It's pretty clear that Joe Biden lied. And why did he lie? Because he knew the business that was taking place. He knew a lot about the business. I mean, he informed his son that he was in the clear. In the clear for what, Joe? And why were you lying? Because you knew, without pronouncing it. I mean, you must have known that there was some shady dealings taking place.
Okay, well, here is the thing. The White House is immediately retreating to its final position in their Mott and Bailey argument. Their Mott was Joe Biden knows nothing about any of the businesses, and their Bailey is, you know, the thing they retreat to is Joe Biden's just such a wonderful father, and they can't actually show that the money flowed directly to Joe. Here is the White House spokesperson for Oversight and Investigations, Ian Sams. Well, Comer and his fellow extreme Republicans in Congress are now admitting they haven't uncovered any proof of involvement or wrongdoing by President Biden. Well, I mean, they proved involvement. Devin Archer literally testified to it. They simply will continue to spread innuendo and lies as they pursue a baseless impeachment stunt to attack the president. Well, I'm sorry to break it to you guys. You opened this door. It was you. It was you. You impeached President Trump not once, but twice. And you did so largely on the predicate that Donald Trump was a Russian agent, which was all innuendo and lies. It was not true. It was completely baseless. So congratulations. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. I said it at the time, as soon as they impeached Trump the first time, every president from here on out is likely to be impeached. As long as the House is of the opposing party, it is very likely that person is going to be impeached. Now, in this case, it may well be deserved. But even if it weren't, it doesn't matter because this is the way this is going to go. Now, here's the thing. If Joe Biden really starts to go down for this, if the evidence continues to mount, it's not too late for Democrats to get out. That remains a very real possibility. Elizabeth Warren is starting to show a little bit of a crack in the dam. It's the senator from Massachusetts who used to have presidential aspirations of her own. And then it turned out she wasn't Native American. Well, now Elizabeth Warren says she is worried about influence peddlers on all sides, which is an interesting answer.
People close to Joe Biden or people close to Donald Trump, but I'm talking about Joe Biden, making tens of millions of dollars because of their closeness to him. That can't be something that you like. That can't be something that you're comfortable with as a phenomenon.
Look, I always worry about the influence peddlers in Washington, regardless of party affiliation. One of the things, as you know, I've spent a lot of my time in Congress working on is how we bring just more ethics and more oversight in general to everything that we do in government. Look, at we've got a United States Supreme Court where people take gifts and don't even report them, even though the law requires them to report.
The Democrats are now swiveling to clout Clarence Thomas. This is the way that this whole stupid game works. So there, she's starting to show a little bit of discomfort with defending Joe Biden. As I say, if things start to get real bad for Joe, they could throw the old man overboard. And unfortunately, he can't swim. They don't care. Innovation Refunds has been helping small businesses that qualify to get a business payroll tax refund through the Employee Retention Credit, also known as the ERC. The ERC is a tax refund for businesses that kept employees on payroll for parts of 2020 and 2021. If you own a business with more than 5 employees, you could have money waiting to be claimed. Innovation Refunds is dedicated to helping business owners navigate the process. Their independent tax attorneys can help your business's claims stay compliant with IRS regulations and guidelines. They understand the importance of your information. They have industry standard certifications to back it up. They also have a team of independent tax attorneys who are well-versed in tax code interpretation and the updated qualification criteria. Innovation Refunds' team of independent tax attorneys specialize in ERC applications, so you don't have to worry about potential errors or navigating complex IRS guidelines. Partner with their dedicated team of independent tax attorneys to complete your ERC application with confidence and peace of mind today. Innovation Refunds does not provide tax or legal advice. They work with an independent network of tax professionals and will share information with them to evaluate and process your claims. Go to InnovationRefunds.com to determine eligibility. If you qualify, you could be on your way to receiving money for your business. No upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Go to InnovationRefunds.com or dial 1-843-REFUNDS. That's InnovationRefunds.com or dial 1-843-REFUNDS. Terms and conditions apply. Already coming up, Democrats are looking for somebody else to talk about with regard to corruption, so they've swiveled and they're now clocking Clarence Thomas. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So don't talk about Joe Biden with regard to corruption. Talk instead about Clarence Thomas. The Democrats are attempting to swivel the corruption talk over to Clarence Thomas. So ProPublica has basically been putting out ridiculous hit piece after ridiculous hit piece about Clarence Thomas, the suggestion being that he is some sort of corrupt politician. Clarence Thomas has a lot of friends who are very rich. They take him on vacation. Okay, now I've just got to point out here, this is not rare at all. Like, it really is not rare. People go on junkets all the time. Unless there is some sort of connection that can be shown between the people who are basically taking Clarence Thomas on vacations with them or letting him use their beach house, and an actual case or controversy in front of Clarence Thomas, this is not a corruption problem. That's not the way this works. See, here's the thing. When Joe Biden was vice president of the United States, he was presiding over Ukraine policy. Hunter Biden was put on the board of a Ukrainian company. You can see the nexus. Okay, when Joe Biden was vice president of the United States, he had influence on China policy. Certainly the Chinese thought so, which is presumably why they were wooing Hunter Biden, but you can see the nexus. If, however, there is a Supreme Court justice and he has a rich friend, and his rich friend says, would you like to spend the night on my boat? And the Supreme Court justice goes and spends the night on the boat. And the rich friend has no business before the court, never has had any business before the court, will not have any business before the court. Where exactly is the corruption as opposed to, you know, somebody just going on vacation with a friend? Well, ProPublica is not making that distinction. They have an entire article today talking about how Clarence Thomas had 38 vacations. Wow, 38. Well, that sounds, you know, wild, except for we are talking over the course of 30 years. So it's like a vacation per year. During his 3 decades on the Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas has enjoyed steady access to a lifestyle most Americans can only imagine. Well, yeah, he's a Supreme Court justice. I mean, name a poor Supreme Court justice. Quick, go. A cadre of industry titans and ultra-wealthy executives have treated him to far-flung vacations aboard their yachts, ushered him into premium suites at sporting events, and sent their private jets to fetch him, including on more than one occasion an entire 737. Okay, I'm just going to point out that as a person who traffics in economically elite circles, this sort of stuff is not uncommon, like, at all. I've spent time in luxury sports suites, and I'm not a Supreme Court justice. Right? I've traveled on private jets, and I'm not a Supreme Court justice. And unless they can prove some sort of actual even allege some actual corruption here, Clarence Thomas going to a sports game with a rich friend does not amount to corruption. Like clockwork, Thomas's leisure activities have been underwritten by benefactors who share the ideology that drives his jurisprudence. Wait, you mean that his friends agree with him on politics? That's crazy! Hell, no. Be still my beating heart, ProPublica. But this, of course, is being used as an excuse to try and get rid of Clarence Thomas, because Clarence Thomas is the most influential justice of my lifetime. He has been incredibly influential in a wide variety of ways. It was Scalia up until Scalia's untimely death, obviously. But they're really just angry at Clarence Thomas because he's a conservative black man, and that you're not allowed to be. An originalist black man on the Supreme Court, not allowed to do this. The real animus here is about his politics, which is why a Supreme Court analyst for CNN, Joan Biskupic, is talking about Clarence Thomas controlling our lives, which is weird since he's one of 9 justices.
Whose dime are they on? Remember, they work for us. The best part of being a Supreme Court justice is they set the law of the land for all of us. Clarence Thomas was one of only 5 votes that rolled back Roe v. Wade. Clarence Thomas wrote the opinion expanding the Second Amendment and gun rights. Clarence Thomas is controlling so much of our lives. I think he should answer to the American public.
Okay, by answer to the American public, you can try impeaching him anytime you want. You're just going to have to find some actual criminal grounds, which you don't have at all. But none of that matters. Again, The way that this works is when Democrats go after a political opponent, you don't need an excuse. You just do it. When Republicans go after a political opponent, even if there is good evidence that the person is corrupt, we pretend it's not happening. Already coming up, speaking of institutional failure and corruption, the January 6th committee run by Democrats, they deleted like a lot of their records, which is weird. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railing, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
It's obvious today that the biblical idea of the family is under attack. Emissaries of Satan are determined to alter the institution of marriage to accommodate those who deny that marriage is only between a man and a woman, in spite of how God designed it to be from the beginning.
That's the sad truth, but we at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School want to equip today's young people and adults to withstand these efforts to marginalize the family with our Marriage and Family Biblical Counseling class. This class will affirm God's purpose for marriage, His intended roles for husband and wife, His precepts for effective communication, and His design for biblical sexuality.
I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas here with Chaplain Jane D'Angelo. Jane, I understand that you will be teaching this class. How can interested listeners get more info on the strategic effort to counter the current cultural distortions of God's plan for marriage?
Just call 530-221-4275 today. That's 530-221-4275.
Don't miss the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on 8th Street in MacArthur. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delight. Wristbands can be purchased at the fair office or by calling 530-336-5695. The fair will feature a parade, pageant, cooks, racing pigs, livestock shows, and a junior livestock auction. Grandstand events will feature the Enduro and Little Tykes races, Destruction Derby. And the main event, Saturday night, September 2nd, Jared Hovis in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena.
So here's to the fair.
Gates open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. Free admission August 31st for the opening day of the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on 8th Street in MacArthur. September 1st is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. September 2nd is Kids Day when kids 12 and under get in free. Kids 5 and under get in free daily. Grandstand event tickets are available online at www.inter-mountainfair.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, My Father, Connecticut. My Father, Connecticut features a well-aged selection of Nicaraguan tobaccos. A smooth Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper highlights rich, creamy flavors with nutty nuances in any time of day type of smoke with a fantastic draw. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Some
summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Communications with the White House. What sort of coordination, political coordination, was going on between the J6 committee and the Biden White House? What sort of political considerations were going into the questioning that was happening? How much was the White House running the show? The now disbanded J6 committee, which was run by Democrats and included only two GOP members, has also failed to provide any evidence. It looked into Capitol Hill security failures the day of the riot, according to Representative Barry Loudermilk, Republican of Georgia. He's chairman of the subcommittee on oversight for the Committee on House Administration. Loudermilk said his staff has had difficulty gathering all the information it needs to investigate Representative Benny Thompson's handling of that J6 investigation. He says part of our task as this oversight subcommittee is to actually address the security failures, look into how did it happen. How are these people able to get into the Capitol? He said the documents they obtained came over in boxes, completely unorganized, no table of contents index, nothing of an index at all. He says, and then we realized that there is really nothing there from the blue team at all. That's the group within the J6 committee that was directed to investigate security failures at the Capitol. So they ignored the actual part that would have mattered about J6 in terms of preventing a future J6. Namely, why was there like zero cops at the Capitol building on a day where everyone knew that things were going to get ugly? Like, where, that's a real question. Where were the security plans? Why was it that a few hundred rioters could storm what should be one of the most secure buildings on the face of the earth on a day when the election for the president who's being certified. Like, it still beggars the imagination. And put aside whatever the evils of people breaking into the building were, and those were substantial if you're attacking cops, obviously. But, like, why were there seven cops? Where were Capitol Police? Where was everyone? Like, this is the thing Congress should be investigating, and apparently they didn't even bother. According to Loudermilk, he said the blue team was essentially shut down by the committee in order to focus on placing blame on Trump. He said, we've got lots of depositions, we've got lots of subpoenas, we've got video, other documents provided through subpoenas by individuals. We're not seeing anything from the blue team as far as reports on the investigation they did looking into the actual breach itself. We also didn't have any videos of all the depositions. That's an amazing, amazing thing. So they destroyed, presumably, whatever records they had, or they're just not turning any of that stuff over there. Loudermilk said he came across a letter that was not turned over to his committee from Thompson to White House Special Counsel Richard Stauber and the DHS, discussing an agreement made between the J6 committee and the executive branch to interview personnel whose names were later redacted. So apparently the J6 committee knew like certain staffers at the White House and those staffers testified, and then they just refused to turn any of that stuff over. So this is really dicey sort of stuff. If you're a fan of transparency, you should be pretty upset about all of this. President Trump, for his part, was upset about all this. Here was President Trump today about it.
I totally dispute that election. I think it's ridiculous what happened and that they allowed that to happen and that the media doesn't want anybody to talk about it. But now we can. And we did something yesterday. You know, now that we have the subpoena power, because we now have subpoena power, all of a sudden the J6 committee, the unselects, I call them, everything was deleted and destroyed. The documents, everything was deleted and destroyed. That's a criminal act.
It is insane. It is a really, really crazy thing. For sure. For sure. Okay, meanwhile, we are now learning that the prosecution, Jack Smith, going up against Donald Trump, actually sought and obtained a search warrant for Donald Trump's Twitter account. What they wanted were drafts of his tweets, apparently. According to Politico, Jack Smith did obtain a search warrant for Trump's Twitter account earlier this year. Twitter's initial resistance to complying with the January 17th warrant resulted in a federal judge holding the company in contempt and levying a $350,000 fine. A federal court of appeals upheld that fine last month in a sealed opinion. On Wednesday, the court unsealed a redacted version of that opinion, revealing details of the secret court battle for the first time. What exactly was Smith seeking from Trump's account? Apparently, he was looking for drafts of the tweets. Obtaining data from Twitter might have revealed patterns about Trump's use of the account, whether others had access to it, and whether there were any draft statements that were unsent. Now, that's really weird, right? I mean, like, what would be in the draft statements that would be of relevance to Jack Smith? Like, Trump was going to send a draft saying, I know the election was lost by me, but riot anyway. Like, that was going to be in the draft statements or something? By the way, the fact that he didn't send it would be a pretty quick and obvious defense to anything that might be found in the drafts anyway. Twitter complained that the order violated the First Amendment. The U.S. District Court judge said no and forced Twitter to turn over the records. By the way, one of the things about this particular attempt to obtain Trump's Twitter records is that one of the federal judges who was overseeing the prosecution apparently suggested in a footnote that they had reason to believe that Trump would, quote, flee from prosecution. So the same district court judge who was saying they need to check his Twitter account was also saying that they thought that Trump might actually abscond, like leave, like free. He is literally the most famous person on the planet. Where would he flee to? What evidence could you suggest that would suggest that Donald Trump is going to flee prosecution here? I mean, again, more and more, this case looks like just a kangaroo court. It's really absurd. Meanwhile, you have members of the media who are very excited about the fact that Donald Trump's Twitter history is going to be searched, including his drafts. Here is a reporter from Reuters, Jeff Mason, saying there's got to be tons there in Trump's Twitter drafts.
There are a lot more things that could be in those records that we wouldn't see publicly. Drafts, and I know from my reporting covering him the entire time he was in the White House, they would draft tweets. He would say tweets. He would give tweet ideas to his staff, and they would put them together. So there's got to be a wealth of knowledge there alone. There are direct messages, a bunch of stuff like that could be useful.
Okay, well, just because you think a thing is useful, maybe, that's called a fishing expedition, and it's pretty absurd that it's come this far. Meanwhile, President Trump is not going to participate in the first debate, you would imagine. He says he's not going to sign any sort of RNC loyalty pledge ahead of the first debate. The RNC has said that everyone does have to sign a pledge that they will vote for whoever the Republican candidate is and support that Republican candidate. Trump said, I'm not signing the pledge. Why would I sign a pledge if there are people on there I wouldn't have? He told Eric Bolling he could name three or four of the GOP challengers he would not support for president. And he specifically criticized Chris Christie, which you can see, and Asa Hutchinson. And then he added, of course, Ron DeSantis, because that's the way this dumb nonsense works. But bottom line is that the idea that he was ever going to participate in the debate, I think, is foolhardy. He's up a lot in the polls. They've done a lot of logic suggesting that he needs to jump into the debate for any particular reason. I will say that's going to be used against him by Joe Biden. So all the people who are voting for Trump in the hopes that there will be a Biden-Trump debate, I'm predicting it right now. There will be no Trump-Biden debate. It's not going to happen. Joe Biden will not debate President Trump. He's not going to do it. Joe Biden is simply going to say, I don't debate
insurrectionists. I convicted rapists.
And then the media will go, what a hero. What a hero that Joe Biden. And Joe Biden will say,
really, Joe?
And then they'll all cheer. And the lights will slowly dim as the music rises. And that's the way this idiocy is going to go. Now, what does that mean for the rest of the Republican field? Well, basically, it means it's a grab pot. It means they're all going to be in that pot together, clawing each other down in the middle of that debate. Presumably, Ron DeSantis will be the chief target of all the other candidates on the stage. And Trump's just going to sit out here enjoying himself, which, again, is, in fact, the smart strategy. Okay, in just one second, we are going to get to Rand Paul going after Anthony Fauci, referring him, actually, for prosecution. According to a recent report, an abortion giant continues to rake in billions of dollars despite dwindling clients. The biggest takeaway here? They are generating vast profits, including millions in taxpayer funding. Preborn's network of clinics is stealing their clientele, meaning the fetuses they are trying to abort. As they rescue over 200 unborn babies' lives every day, they receive no government funding. Preborn's network of clinics are situated in the darkest corners of American life, competing head-to-head with the abortion giants. They need our help now more than ever. When you donate $28 to Preborn, you will offer a free ultrasound to an expectant mom in crisis. Once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life, her baby's chance at life doubles. These ultrasounds are absolutely astonishing. We knew our baby long before he was born because of the power of ultrasound. Your tax-deductible gift will go directly towards saving babies' lives. You're not going to be doing anything more valuable today or in the near future. Just dial #250-SAY, keyword baby. That's #250-BABY. Or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. And folks at Preborn and their network of clinics are doing amazing work, not just getting ultrasounds for mom, but making sure that she has care after the baby is born as well. Help them out today by dialing #250-SAY, keyword baby. That's #250-BABY. Already coming up, Senator Rand Paul is going after Anthony Fauci. He wants him prosecuted. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes,
people, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Yeah.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Senator Rand Paul has now asked the DOJ to prosecute Anthony Fauci for perjury. Rand Paul is now referring Anthony Fauci to the DOJ. He is suggesting that Anthony Fauci actually committed perjury before Congress when he suggested that he was not involved in gain-of-function research. Here's Rand Paul going after it.
What turned the tables for you? What evidence do you have?
You know, I don't think there's ever been a clear case of perjury in the history of government testimony. And I don't say that lightly. He said adamantly that the government never funded this gain-of-function research. We now have the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has admitted that the funding came from the NIH. We have the acting director, Tabak, of the NIH, admitting it in writing that it came from the NIH. But now we have really the smoking gun, and that is Fauci in private saying the opposite of what he was saying in public.
I mean, that is right. So Anthony Fauci, as it turns out, was saying the opposite in private. The Free Press has a fantastic piece by David Zweig about this. On April 17, 2020, with much of the country still in some form of lockdown and news of overwhelmed hospitals dominating the headlines, Dr. Anthony Fauci, then a member of the president's coronavirus task force, was asked a question toward the end of a White House press briefing. Was there a possibility the novel virus came from a lab in Wuhan, China? There was a study recently, Fauci said, where a group of highly qualified evolutionary virologists looked at sequences there and sequences in bats as they evolve, and the mutations it took to get where it is now is totally consistent with jump of a species from an animal to a human, so it wasn't from a lab. Fauci maintained this for a very, very long time. But Fauci had an incentive to arrive at that conclusion because the Wuhan Institute of Virology was known for doing high-risk virology research studying and manipulating coronaviruses, and Fauci had funded such research at the WIV. Last month, a trove of explosive emails and other documents were released by the House Select Subcommittee on COVID. These revealed evidence of Fauci's and other officials' behind-the-scenes involvement with scientists and journalists demonstrating their efforts to quash the lab leak theory entirely. The recently disclosed private communications first reported by Public and Racket laid bare that the highly qualified authors of that paper actually had extensive uncertainty about the virus being the result of a natural event at all. Apparently, a month just before that that paper was published, Christian Anderson, one of the paper's authors, wrote a Slack message to his colleagues saying, quote, the lab escape version of this is so friggin' likely to have happened because they were already doing this type of work and the molecular data is fully consistent with that scenario. And then another co-author wrote on Slack, quote, it's not crackpot to suggest this could have happened given the gain-of-function research we know is happening. So Fauci then intervened, and he basically got them to write a paper saying that it was very unlikely. And then he went and he lied and said he hadn't funded gain-of-function research in the first place, and he tried to redefine gain-of-function research to mean gain-of-function within a species, not cross-species. So should he be tried for perjury on this one? I mean, it's pretty obvious that he should. Is Merrick Garland's DOJ going to take that one up? Yeah, no, they're too busy going after everything that Donald Trump does, obviously. Meanwhile, the left, which it turns out was wrong on so many aspects of COVID, they just keep doubling down and creating fantasy scenarios where control is justified. So Sam Harris, a person with whom I've been friendly, and I've had him on my show, he's had me on his show, it's been a little while since we talked. Sam Harris did an interview that's gone viral in which he talks about government control. And in order for him to justify government control during the pandemic, he basically had to make the case that if COVID had been capable of killing everybody on Earth, we would have been okay with government force. Well, I mean, maybe, but also that wasn't the case. So I failed to, yes, and if aliens were attacking Earth, then martial law might be necessary. I don't understand what that has to do with the price of tea in China, as they say. Here is Sam Harris.
You know, but dial up the deadliness of the pathogen. You know, give us something like, you know, airborne Ebola that incubates for a month. You don't know you have it, and you walk around spreading it, and it's got, you know, a 75% fatality rate, and it's mostly killing kids. No one gets to make that choice anymore. I mean, then literally the cops come in and vaccinate you, and I would say that all of us would agree to that. The moment again. That you turn up the lethality on the pathogen, you turn up the effectiveness of the vaccine, you turn down the risk of the vaccine. Give me a truly safe vaccine where there's not even one documented case of vaccine injury, right? So that then you just have to be completely crazy to be worried about being vaccinated in that kind of environment. Then it's just a no-brainer. Then we just don't tolerate a diversity of opinion. Because the stakes are too high. It's a full-on emergency. Bodies of kids are being stacked up in parks, right? We there's so many of them, we don't know what to do with them. We've got these mobile morgues, and we have a vaccine that actually works, and then we've got RFK Jr. saying, you know, maybe you don't want to get the jab on Rogan's podcast, right? That's the world I've been worried about ever since COVID.
Well, I mean, so I assume the argument that he's actually making here, to sort of steel man his argument, is that he's worried that vaccine skepticism is going to mean that if we ever do get a virus like this, then the reaction is going to be a lot of skepticism. But number one, that's the fault of the institutions. And to be fair, it's the fault of people like Sam Harris, who were promoting a lot of government interventionism along these lines. Now, the reality is that if you looked at the stats, what you saw is that wherever the virus got incredibly prevalent, people actually voluntarily took the vaccine more during those time periods than when the virus was not prevalent, which is precisely what you would expect. Same thing with masks. People, in other words, take prophylactic measures as they see fit in order to prevent themselves from getting really severe versions of the virus. This is why elderly people took the vaccine at a far higher rate than people who were 20, and that should have been the case, by the way. But, I mean, of course, if we're talking about airborne Ebola killing 75% of people that it touched, and mostly killing kids, I mean, I wouldn't hesitate to get a vax at that point, would you? Like, why would anybody? And yes, I mean, a full-blown emergency is different. That is the whole point. The point here is that the government treated this as a full-blown emergency for 3 long years in many places in the United States and across the world, when it wasn't. So I don't understand how the government's failures here are somehow justified by a completely speculative hypothetical scenario. I mean, I can make those up too. It's very easy to make those up. What if the government lied that there was no COVID at all? Wouldn't that justify no government interventionism and suggest that they were actually lying to you? I mean, there are hypotheticals all across the board. It's not hard to do a hypothetical. I'm just confused as to why Sam Harris thinks that justifies what the government did here. Okay, meanwhile, in what has been a bizarrely hilarious and yet controversial case, something happened the other day in Montgomery, Alabama, that is now being called the Alabama Tea Party Brawl. Or the Alabama Sweet Tea Party, I have seen. So apparently what happened is that it was a Saturday evening on Montgomery's riverfront, and a black riverboat co-captain was attacked by a group of white people as other black people rushed to his defense. Here is a video of what exactly happened. This is a riverboat captain trying to park his riverboat here. Somebody comes to him and actually hits him. A white guy is coming and hitting the black guy. The black guy throws his hat, presumably saying that he wants to go. And these other white people are walking alongside the white guy, and they're trying to pull the black guy off. And then other white people run in and tackle the black guy, at which point a bunch of nearby black people, they got the hat signal, and they run in to intervene. One black guy jumps in the water and swims across the river here to go and help the black security guard, actually, as the video continues. The term Aquaman was trending on Twitter after that. So the reason this was treated with some humor is because everybody understood that the white guys here were actually doing the wrong thing. They were the ones who were arrested. And nobody actually got, you know, seriously injured in all of this. As of Tuesday, warrants were issued against 3 men who were on the pontoon boat. Richard Roberts, 48, 2 counts of third-degree assault. Alan Todd, 23, 1 count of third-degree assault. And Zachary Chase Sims Shipman, 25, 1 count of third-degree assault. All are misdemeanors. The 3 charged were white men on board a pontoon boat that prevented the riverboat from docking for nearly an hour. So it sounds like they were being jerks. Here was the Montgomery police chief announcing the prosecutions.
The police department didn't have the luxury of the videos that we all have seen now. Now that we have more information, again, more charges are pending.
The videos certainly paint a vivid picture. After the initial altercation, members of the crew and community jumping in to defend the riverboat's co-captain, Damian Pickett. As you can see from this new footage, the fight quickly escalates. At one point, a man even swinging a folding chair. This morning, Richard Roberts, 2 other men, Alan Todd and Zachary Shipman, are expected to turn themselves in. All of them facing misdemeanor assault charges.
Okay, so this is a bizarre story with a happy ending. It seems like the people who are engaging in assault are going to jail. Now, the police say this is not racially motivated, so maybe it's just a bunch of drunk people being drunk and attacking other people. But the media can quickly turn this into a racial story, so that's what Charles Blow is doing over at the New York Times. He says, the Alabama Sweet Tea Party, that was one nickname people gave to a brawl this past Saturday on Montgomery, Alabama riverfront dock, captured in viral videos after a group of white people attacked Damian Pickett. In some obvious ways, the whole episode is sad. The situation should never have descended into violence. The people who were asked to move their boat so the riverboat could dock should have simply complied. But in other ways, many black people in particular saw it as an unfortunate but practically unavoidable response to what can feel like an unending stream of incidents in which black people are publicly victimized with no one willing or able to intervene or render aid. Black people coming to the defense of that black man wasn't just a specific thing that happened at one time and place. It was also a departure in some ways from the most memorable images in a history that centuries of black targeted brutality, which traces the journey of black people in this land that became the United States. So leave it to Charles Blow to turn this into a referendum on all of America's racial history, as opposed to some drunk jackasses attacking a black guy and getting their asses kicked for the benefit and going to jail. It got, by the way, would Charles Blow be writing the reverse if this had been a group of black people attacking a white riverboat captain? I have serious, serious doubts. There'd be anything like this level of societal analysis from Charles Blow. Sometimes dumb people and criminals and bad people do bad, dumb, criminal things. And the race isn't actually the main issue in all this, which is why, again, white people and black people were mainly happy that the perpetrators were arrested, regardless of race. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hawaii emergency management records show no indication that warning sirens sounded before people ran for their lives from wildfires on Maui that killed at least 67. Instead, officials sent alerts on mobile phones, TVs, and radio stations, but widespread power and cellular outages may have limited the reach. Maui resident Candy Olofsson tells Sky News some residents couldn't escape.
People are found in houses in a huddle, holding each other because the fire surrounded their homes before they could even get out. There was nowhere to go. And these are beautiful homes that are very old and they're made of wood. Those went up like a matchstick. Nobody had warning.
The death toll from the wildfires now sits at 67, making this fire Hawaii's deadliest natural disaster in state history. Hawaiian officials expect the number to keep rising as rescue efforts continue. Governor Josh Green says the fires left thousands homeless and destroyed up to 1,000 buildings. House Republican leaders are accusing the Biden administration of trying to hinder their investigation into Hunter Biden following the Department of Justice's appointment of special counsel David Weiss.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy from California raised doubts about whether the special counsel could be trusted and pledged in a statement on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, that House Republicans would continue their probe into the Biden family, echoing House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer from Kentucky and a spokesperson for House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan from Ohio. McCarthy accused the administration of trying to, quote, whitewash the Biden family corruption.
Congressional correspondent Edwin Mora reporting. The family of Gilgo Beach murder suspect Rex Humerman are exploring legal action due to the condition in which investigators left their Long Island home. They say it was left in shambles. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
China has detained a worker from a military-industrial group on suspicion of spying for the CIA.
The latest detention adds to the list of public accusations of espionage between Beijing and Washington. China's Ministry of State Security, the country's civilian spy agency, says in a statement that a military-industrial worker surnamed Zeng had been providing military secrets to the CIA in exchange for large sums of money. The ministry adds the 52-year-old suspect had been sent to Italy to study by his employer. There he had met, the ministry adds, an official with the U.S. embassy, who later, they allege, turned out to be a CIA agent. I'm Charles Delatesma.
The founder of collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX is sent back to jail ahead of his fraud trial. A judge revoked Sam Bankman-Fried's bail on Friday, supposedly tampering with witnesses. News and analysis at townhall.com. Wholesale inflation was up slightly in July.
Last month's increase in the producer price index, which measures inflation before it hits consumers, was the biggest since January. But it still signals inflationary pressures have eased this year since reaching alarming highs last year. Inflation has moved closer to the Fed's 2% target level, but still remains persistently above it. 11 interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve have helped ease wholesale inflation since reaching a peak in March of last year. Many economists think the Fed's most recent rate hike could end up being its last in hopes of achieving a soft landing, taming inflation enough without causing a painful recession. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A federal judge overseeing former President Trump's 2020 election case is issuing a protective order over the handling of evidence. Obama-appointed Judge Tanya Chutkan said she believes his free speech is subject to rules in the case. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. I talk about them every single show. Why haven't you just gotten a VPN yet? At ExpressVPN right now. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. There are some politicians who say they're going to do the thing, and then there are some politicians who actually do the thing. Well, Ron DeSantis continues to do the thing, at least where he has the ability to, in the state of Florida. And yet another headline that is going to make the New York Times go nuts. The headline today, DeSantis suspends second elected prosecutor in Florida. So what exactly happened here? Well, the governor has the ability to suspend certain public officials for failing to do their job. And yesterday, Governor DeSantis suspended the top state prosecutor in Orlando. He accused her of incompetence and neglect of duty for what he characterized as lenience against violent criminals. There's a 40-page report from the governor's office demonstrating her lack of prosecuting crime. She, of course, is a George Soros-backed prosecutor. She is somebody who is in favor of essentially decriminalizing crime. And here was the governor announcing her suspension yesterday.
Monique Worrell's administration of criminal justice in the Ninth Circuit has been clearly and fundamentally derelict so as to constitute both neglect of duty and incompetence. The policies or practices listed in our executive order suspending her that constitutes the grounds of suspension are as follows. One, a pattern or practice to avoid minimum mandatory sentences for gun crimes. Pattern or practice to avoid minimum mandatory sentences for drug trafficking offenses. Pattern or practice allowing juvenile offenders to avoid serious charges and incarceration altogether. Pattern or practice to avoid valid and applicable sentencing enhancements. Pattern or practice limiting charges for child pornography. Pattern or practice for seeking withholding of adjudication in situations not permitted under Florida law.
Now, super boring, right? Super, except this is the stuff that actually moves the ball forward in terms of making people's lives better in places like Orlando. Because the fact is that the place where she presided, which would be the Ninth Circuit in Florida, had a percentage dropped of cases, like non-prosecution cases, 42% of the referrals that were made to her office were then dropped by her office. 42%. 4 in 10. And so Governor DeSantis says, well, that's literally not doing your job. Your job is to prosecute crime. Now, the way the media play this is, of course, that it's a partisan hit job. Quote, the move was the governor's latest aggressive use of executive power against local officials of the opposing political party. So just to be clear, it's really bad when Governor DeSantis decides to fire a prosecutor in Orlando for failing to prosecute crime. That's a misuse of executive power to go after an opposing political official. When you are the president of the United States and your Department of Justice goes after the person who is currently leading the primaries in the opposing party over crimes that when done by members of your own party were completely exonerated and whitewashed. When that happens, that's just good law enforcement. So when Merrick Garland goes after Donald Trump, good law enforcement. When Ron DeSantis fires a prosecutor for not doing her job, political hit job, according to our wonderful media. DeSantis suspended Monique Worrell, the elected state attorney of Florida's 9th Judicial Circuit, which includes Orange and Oshawa counties, and cited as reasons her handling of three cases and a low overall incarceration rate, among other things. This is the second time in a year that DeSantis has done this. But to be fair, this also happens to be a period in which a bunch of prosecutors got put in place who don't prosecute crime. In fact, things have gotten so bad on crime that, hilariously enough, a D.C. council person yesterday literally suggested that the National Guard be called into Washington, D.C. to stop crime, which is hilarious because you'll remember that Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas wrote an op-ed in the middle of riot summer 2020 suggesting that maybe the National Guard needed to be called in to quell riots. And this ended with the firing of the op-ed editor of the New York Times for even daring to run a piece suggesting that thing. Now you have D.C. council members who are suggesting the same thing about Washington, D.C. itself. DeSantis said that they had charged cases in this particular district in ways that would avoid all of the mandatory minimum sentences for both gun and drug trafficking crimes. They allowed juveniles to avoid serious charges or incarceration. He said prosecutors have a certain amount of discretion about which cases to bring and which not to bring. This state attorney has abused that discretion and has effectively nullified certain laws in the state of Florida. The governor then appointed Andrew Bain, a judge from the same judicial circuit, to take Worrell's place. Worrell can appeal her suspension to the Republican-controlled state senate or go to the Florida Supreme Court. Unlikely that she is going to win that case. She will be the new MSNBC hero of the day because that is the way that this works. If you do not perform your job or if you disrupt the system, like a Tennessee state legislator who just decides to lead a quasi-riot into the middle of the Tennessee state legislature, then MSNBC will make you a hero if then you are stripped of certain legislative privileges. Here was the Orlando state attorney deposed, suggesting that the big problem here is that the cops gave DeSantis the info. Right? The cops are the problem because the cops actually went to the governor's office and like, you know, we're referring all these crimes and none of them are getting prosecuted. Just the cops are the bad guys. See, where normal people come from, the cops are the good guys and the criminals are the bad guys.
I also want to point out that law enforcement has played a big role in giving the governor the information that he is tasked for to support a suspension. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because when I ran, I promised law enforcement accountability. And since I have become state attorney, we prosecuted Jonathan Mills, a serial terrorist on the Paramore community. And he went to jail under my administration. And the Florida Order of Police was pissed about it.
Okay, the chorus of mm-hmms in the background, I can only assume, are her political allies. It is worth noting here that she let out of jail people who went on to commit violent crimes. One was Dayton Veal, a 28-year-old man killed by Orlando police officers Saturday after he had shot and critically injured two other officers on Friday night. Veal had posted bond earlier this year after being charged with sexual battery of a 14-year-old girl. And this is the kind of person that Worrell was letting out of prison. The other cases involved a man who shot and kills his pregnant girlfriend after having been released while facing charges including carrying a concealed firearm on school property, and a man who's convicted of armed robbery and sentenced to 51 weeks in jail as a youthful offender. Worrell then went on in this press conference to talk about how Ron DeSantis was destroying democracy, because democracy is where you get elected to a prosecution position and then refuse to prosecute.
He needed to get back in the media in some positive way that would be red meat for his base, and he will have accomplished that today. He will be in the news nationally and internationally for the individual who has single-handedly destroyed democracy in the state of Florida.
Okay, and then she continued by suggesting, of course, that DeSantis is what she called a weak dictator, which is weird since he just fired. So either he's a strong dictator who just fired you, or he's a weak guy who didn't fire you. It's kind of weird to be a weak dictator. By the way, she finished this press conference by putting up her fist, like Antifa power, which is just a great way for a prosecutor to go.
I am your duly elected state attorney for the 9th Judicial Circuit, and nothing done by a weak dictator can change that.
Well, I mean, it did change that. You're no longer the state prosecutor. So, I mean, there is that. So, again, Ron DeSantis is doing the things in Florida that are necessary for people in Florida to live a better life. This is the part of the DeSantis campaign that has been so far kind of lacking, is the fact that DeSantis is actually very good at, like, the basics of governing in the state of Florida. Meaning, when a bridge gets taken out by a hurricane, that thing is back up within days. Like, the highways work here. The police are able to do their jobs here. When a prosecutor fails to do her job, she gets fired in the state of Florida. But that bread and butter kind of stuff is the reason that DeSantis is very popular in the state of Florida. All of the fighting of wokeness, all of the sort of controversial policy positions that DeSantis has taken on top of that, that's sort of the icing on the cake. But the cake is that DeSantis is actually very good at governing. And this is something that Republican voters ought to think about going forward when it comes time to vote in primaries. Is Donald Trump going to learn the lessons of his first presidency? And is he then going to be good at the bread and butter kind of stuff? Or is it just going to be a repeat of the first presidency in which he actually didn't do any of the bread and butter kind of stuff? It was kind of the people around him doing all of that. And he tweeted a lot. Because if you actually wish to see the left lose, the thing that you actually need is for the right to be good at the actual business of governing. Know how to wield power in effective ways. DeSantis is doing that in the state. He's not the only one. Brian Kemp in Georgia is very good at the effective use of power. Glenn Youngkin in Virginia seems to be using power well. But DeSantis is using it in a very powerful way in the state of Florida. That's something, again, that should factor into how Republicans consider voting in a primary. Because it turns out being president isn't just about what you say. It is about what you are able to do. And very often Donald Trump's defense to misstaffing his administration is that he was betrayed. Well, you know, it's a great way to not be betrayed is to staff your administration properly in the first place in the way that you see fit. So either you think that Trump learns and he's going to get better on the job the second time around, or you have doubts. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first,
are you tired of buying products from woke companies that hate your guts and your values? Well, now you don't have to. Join the over 200,000 Americans who have made the switch to Jeremy's Razors. Get your razors, hair care, soap, and more at jeremysrazors.com today. Oh, and we sell he, him, and she, her chocolate bars as well. One of them has nuts.
Okay, meanwhile, Disney is taking it directly in the teeth. The New York Times, of course, is attributing this to larger market forces, but the reality is that Disney has completely blown out a large segment of its user base. I can tell you that Disney has lost thousands of dollars from my family alone. And normally, in a given year, I would take my family to Disneyland over here at Disney World over here in Florida. I would take them there at least three times probably over the course of the year. And I have a fairly large family with like cousins and everything. So we're talking like thousands of dollars that Disney has lost just for my family. And obviously they're a massive multi-billion dollar corporation. But there are a lot of people who are like me. There are a lot of people who are not subscribing to Disney Plus, even though I otherwise would just watch the Star Wars content, because Disney has decided to spit in the eye of its consumer base. And obviously that was highlighted by their conflict for no reason whatsoever with the state of Florida over the question of sexual indoctrination of children. Well, now the New York Times is reporting that Robert Iger's urgent need to overhaul Disney came into sharp relief on Wednesday. Disney's streaming operation lost $512 million in the most recent quarter, bringing total streaming losses since 2019 when Disney Plus was introduced to more than $11 billion. Disney Plus lost roughly 11.7 million subscribers worldwide in the 3 months that ended July 1st for a new total of 146.1 million. All the decline came from a low-priced version of Disney Plus in India. So they basically inflated their numbers by getting a bunch of people to sign up for, you know, the starter package in India, and then everybody basically dropped off because Disney lost a bid to renew the expensive rights to Indian Premier League cricket matches. Excluding India, Disney Plus gained 800,000 subscribers primarily overseas, but that rate of growth is not going to make up for the kind of costs that they have been experiencing due to streaming. So Iger is now shifting the focus of Disney Plus away from brisk subscriber growth, which requires those big marketing campaigns. Instead, Disney has been trying to make more money from Disney Plus subscribers it already has by increasing the price. Another hefty price increase is on the way. Starting on October 12th, the ad-free version will cost $14. Hulu, which is controlled by Disney, will begin charging $18 for ad-free access. That's up from $15. As an incentive, Disney will begin selling a new streaming package, ad-free access to both Disney Plus and Hulu, for $20 a month, starting on September 6th. Now, again, one of the things that's happening here is that a lot of prospective customers, people like me, have been dropping off. So it's really lowering their growth curve. An 11% increase in profitability at Disney's theme park divisions, despite weakness at Walt Disney World in Florida, allowed the company to salvage the quarter to a degree, but they're really getting clocked. And other theme park operators in Florida have seen attendance declines. Historically, when budgets get tight, families cut back on expensive trips to Disney World, but it's not just that. Again, there is a political aspect to this. And here's the thing. A marginal move on a major company makes a big difference. Everybody assumes that giant, giant companies run extraordinary profit margins, and that's not true. It's not true. The profit margins, particularly in the media business, can be extremely slim. And so if you ding the profit margin by a certain percentage, if you alienate a certain percentage of your core customer base, that has really outsized ramifications for the broader market. Because remember, valuation when it comes to public markets is always a multiple of the actual cash flow or the actual EBITDA of the company. What that means is that if a company, say, has a gross income, the gross that they take in, is $1 billion a year. That company's not valued at $1 billion on the public market. It's going to get valued at like $10 billion, $15 billion on the public markets, depending on what industry and sector the company is in. So that means that if you ding that company by, say, $50 million, and it goes down from $1 billion to $950 million, if you do that, then the multiple, let's say it's at a 10 level, is going to go down concomitantly. Right? That $50 million is going to end up looking more like $500 million when it comes to the actual market cap of the company. So you can actually seriously ding a company in the public markets simply by alienating a certain segment of your customer base. And that's exactly what Disney has done by getting into this bleep fight with Governor DeSantis, the state of Florida, and more broadly, parents across the country. And they're only going to get worse, by the way. I mean, the fact that they are now doing like woke Snow White is so absurd. I don't know what they're thinking over there or why they think that this is a growth area. Who are they catering to? Seriously, are they catering to the Chinese market? It used to be that Disney's, the big rap against Disney is that they were catering to the Chinese market by filming like Mulan in Zhongzheng and ignoring the slave labor of Muslims. And at least you could make the case on a market level that they were trying to appeal to, you know, the giant Chinese market. But when they're deciding to make woke Snow White with like non-dwarves as the dwarves, who exactly are they appealing to? It's not the Chinese market. What exactly are they doing? And the answer is that they have been victims of institutional capture by their own people. And I assume that as the market starts to decline, we'll talk about the economy momentarily, that as the market starts to decline, Disney's going to have to do what every other company is doing, and they're going to have to get rid of their loss leaders. And guess what? Wokeness is a loss leader. It is a massive loss leader. We'll get to more on this in just a second. But first, if you have a family like I do, you know how much your loved ones depend on you. In a worst-case scenario, you wouldn't want them to have to worry about cash flow, monetary problems, bills. A good life insurance plan can give you peace of mind that if something happens to you, your family will have a safety net to cover mortgage payments, college costs, other expenses, so they can get back on their feet and focus on the family. If you already have coverage through work, employer-sponsored life insurance may not offer enough protection for your family's needs. It's not going to follow you if you leave your job. Policy Genius knows how valuable your time is. That's why their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies starting at just $25 per month for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not the insurance companies, which means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another, so you can actually trust their guidance. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes, see how much you could save today. That's PolicyGenius.com. All right, folks, coming up, the economic lights are blinking red. We have a brand new CPI report. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
A butcher.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the brand new Consumer Price Index report is out, and inflation is back up slightly again. So, that's not great. Again, the economic lights here are blinking red. Things are not going to be, everyone is very sanguine about the state of the economy. I'm significantly less sanguine about the state of the economy. I know too many investors who are holding their money in abeyance, knowing that the economy is on razor's edge. Everyone I talk to, right, in investment circles, and I do a fair share of investing, everyone I'm talking to is holding their money out of the market right now because they don't know which way it's going to go. Well, today, the Consumer Price Index came out again, and it showed that prices rose 3.2% in July from a year ago. So June, you'll recall, was down to 3%, which is still 50% higher than the Fed seeks, right? The Fed wants a 2% rate of increase year on year. That is sort of the Milton Friedman Chicago school idea that if you constantly inflate the currency and deflate value, that if you do that, it's going to spur a certain level of consumer spending, and this is going to keep the wheels churning and all the rest of this. I'm sort of a Vienna school guy in the sense that I don't actually believe in 2% inflation rate stopped by the Fed. I think we should seek a 0% inflation rate from the Fed, and money should be worth what money was worth 10 years ago or 20 years ago, and we should stop inflating away people's savings. But call me a classicist. The fact is that 2% is what we have aimed at for years and years and years. Last month, year on year, it came in at 3%. Yeah, that is a full 50% higher. Now, I know that our minds have now been warped by the fact that we had like 10% inflation for a while there, thanks to supply chain, thanks to COVID, and thanks to Joe Biden's inflationary monetary and fiscal policies. But 3%, still way too high. Literally 50% too high. It was supposed to be 2. It is 3. That was last month. We were told that was awesome. Well, now it's 3.2% year on year, which means that the rate of increase continues to be too high. Okay, now, they're bringing down the rate of increase from 9%, but it's still at 3.2%, which by my calculation is still more than 50% too high. On a monthly basis, prices ticked up 0.2% between June and July. Economists say that the bump is linked to temporary factors, including rebounding airline, hotel, and energy prices that are not likely to erode longer-term progress. But I don't know what that means, erode longer. Like, we're not going to jump back up to 7%, but are we getting back down to 2%? The overall number was also higher because prices are being compared at the rates of increase last July, the first month when inflation began to fall after a long climb. But again, that is still a price increase. Again, if the curve looks sort of like this, that doesn't mean that here is somehow lower than here. That's not correct. Okay, for those who can't see what I'm doing with my hand here, essentially I'm drawing a curve that at the very beginning looks very steep and then starts to shallow out, but is still increasing. We are now at the shallowed out, but still increasing rate of inflation in the United States. And it's still, again, 50% too high. Pooja Sriram, a U.S. economist at Barclays, says in the grand scheme, we are seeing disinflation and things are moving in the right direction. If you look past the volatile categories, underlying momentum has not changed. However, are we back to where we need to be? Obviously not. This is spurring talk that the Federal Reserve is basically going to try to hold out here and not increase the interest rates again. But I don't see evidence that the rate is dropping down to 2% without any further action by the Federal Reserve. And this is why it seems like the stock market is really volatile right now. It's kind of going up. It's going down. It's kind of sticking around the same generalized level. The reason for that is deep uncertainty about the impact of the policies that are being pursued right now. Again, when you look at overall measures of economic health, what you're seeing is business disinvestment. You're seeing mortgage lending dry up. You're seeing those rates of interest on new mortgages go way, way, way up. And eventually, eventually, when people start losing jobs because the money dries up, that's going to be a lot of people who start defaulting on debts. And when they start defaulting on debts, banks are going to take the hit. And when those banks are invested in bonds, that's going to have some pretty significant bleed-over effects for the broader economy. If Silicon Valley Bank invested too heavily in government bonds at low interest-bearing rates, and then they got blown out because of the higher interest rates that the federal government was offering on its new bonds, but that's because the margins in terms of bonds were too, they just had too many bonds in their portfolio. Well, as banks actually start to experience significant default, then those bonds that they have in their portfolio are going to look worse and worse. Right now they're operating. We'll see how that works out for them. All right, coming up, Joe Biden says that he's doing an amazing job. The American people disagree. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Rainmaker, a romantic comedy by N. Richard Nash and directed by Aaron Haney Stewart. A charming con man comes to a drought-stricken town, offering hope for rain and sparking a transformative journey of love and self-discovery for its inhabitants. June 28th through August 13th at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown. Tickets are available at riverfrontplayhouse.net or enjoy the store Reading. The Rainmaker is sponsored by this station and other pro-arts businesses.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Airtime Media.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden keeps saying Bidenomics over and over, as though if he says it over and over, we're going to start believing it's good. Okay, meanwhile, Joe Biden continues to be out there pushing Bidenomics. Bidenomics is another name for failure. So here was Joe Biden trying to push it yesterday. It remains incredible to me that this person, who, as Matt Taibbi says, cannot be trusted not to walk into an airplane propeller or carry a child into a forest, is president of the United States.
The Financial Times and the Wall Street Journal have started to call my plan Bidenomics. Initially, I don't think they meant it with a great deal of respect. With all due respect to them, our plan is working.
Ugh.
It's working. The economy has grown since I took office. It grew faster in the last quarter than anyone expected. And, you know, we created over 13 million brand new jobs since I took office.
Okay, I love these stats where he just ignores that COVID happened. It's one of my favorite things. Also, if Bidenomics is windmills, we're talking about some of the least productive things on planet Earth, these giant windmills that are spinning behind him. Yeah, Bidenomics is a giant metal fan that chops up eagles. That's pretty much correct. Meanwhile, what does Bidenomics mean? It means wasting money on a bunch of pie-in-the-sky nonsense, including, for example, pushing to block drilling in the United States. So you have an economy where he's constantly talking about blue-collar workers taking it on the chin. And here he is basically saying, what if I put all the oil workers out of business on behalf of the climate? Well, Russia, China, India are not cooperating. By the way, China is by far the world's largest producer of carbon emissions.
There's an enormous opportunity. We're growing the economy. But it's not enough for us to do. We have to change the whole world's attitude.
Let's change the world's attitude.
Russia and China are very, very difficult partners.
Since you've been in office, you promised no new drilling on federal land or offshore. Can you tell Gen Z that you haven't broken your promise?
Yes, because the courts overruled me. The courts said I couldn't do it. I want to stop all drilling on the East Coast and the West Coast and in the Gulf. But I lost in court. But we're still pushing.
If he had his way, he would shut down all that drilling. All of it. So all those workers, out of jobs. Gas prices up. But don't worry, it wouldn't be his fault. It would be the fault of Vladimir Putin in Ukraine if the gas prices go up. That's Bidenomics. When asked, by the way, about concerns that the electrical vehicle push that he is making right now will actually kill jobs in sort of the traditional car industry or in the oil industry, he says, don't worry, out of everything bad comes something good, which is cold comfort to people who lose their jobs because he's pushing economically inefficient policies.
Labor has been always opposed to environmental changes.
He's holding the card, but the question's
it's
on
the
it.
It's the future. They're going to build 550,000 electric charging
stations. They're not even trying to hide it at this point.
All across America. My mom used to say, out of everything bad, something good will come if you look hard enough for it. There's an enormous opportunity.
Oh, goodness gracious. They're not even trying to hide the fact that he's senile. I mean, he literally holds cards with, like, little tips on them, going into easy press conferences with friendly reporters. There's a reason why this guy is failing in the polls. By the way, I know that there are a lot of people who are like, you know, Joe Biden and Donald Trump are running even, which shows Donald Trump's strength. No, it shows Donald Trump's weakness. Any Republican should be beating Joe Biden at this point. And that includes all the Republicans. Okay, it's not just Trump. It should scare Republicans on a generalized level that there is no poll showing a generic Republican up on this tendentious, senile old fool. How? How is that? Like, that shows Republican weakness, not Republican strength. This guy is a terrible president. He's horrible at his job. He wanders into the ocean. He's like, this is a person who can barely stand upright. And not only that, he happens to be deeply corrupt, as we'll get to in a moment, and a terrible person to boot. And Republicans can't run. They can't find anybody who will beat this guy regularly in polls. Like, that's kind of amazing to me and shows the state of dissatisfaction inside the country for both Republicans and for Joe Biden personally. Karine Jean-Pierre, by the way, is now forced to trot out there and pretend that polls don't count anymore. So I love this. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre pretending that everybody actually likes Joe Biden's economic plan, despite the fact that on the economy, 37% of voters actually approve of Joe Biden's handling of the economy.
From the White House perspective, why is there disparity between the good story, the narrative you think you have to tell, and how it's received by the American people?
So a couple of things, Victor. Look, as we know, polls don't show everything. They don't tell the full story, as you just stated. And we have to remember, if you look at where we were back in the fall of 2022 during the midterm elections, when the president delivered a historic midterms for Democrats, when we think about how as a Democratic president, he delivered a victory that we hadn't seen in decades, right? And he led that messaging throughout those months going into November.
Okay, so here is the thing. Nobody likes Joe Biden, and the corruption problems surrounding Joe Biden are going to get significantly worse. Okay, so yesterday, the House Oversight Committee released a memo showing how much money the Biden family cleared while Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. The answer, grand total answer, $20 million. $20 million. That is a lot of money, my friends. Like, that is not piker money. That is serious cash. $8.1 million of those dollars came from China. According to the New York Post, summing up the memo, State Energy HK is affiliated with Chinese state-linked CEFC China Energy, which partnered with first son Hunter Biden and first brother James Biden. Big guy Joe Biden was supposed to get a 10% cut of the venture. In a July 2017 WhatsApp message, Hunter threatened a Chinese associate with his dad's wrath if the deal was aborted. Within 10 days, CEFC transferred $100,000 and then $5 million to Biden-linked accounts, according to a 2020 report by Senate committees. The CEFC relationship is still believed to have started in 2015 when Joe Biden was VP. That $3 million from State Energy HK was then divided three ways between Hunter Biden, James Biden, and Bo Biden's widow, Haley Biden, receiving a combined $1 million. The remainder went to Hunter's business partners, Rob Walker and James Gillier. The latter $5.1 million passed mostly into Hunter's own entity called Owasco, according to the 2020 Senate report. It hasn't yet been documented in bank records obtained by the House. We have no idea where exactly that money went. Plus, Hunter got a 3.16-carat diamond from the CEFC founder, Yejin Ming, in 2017. $6.5 million came from Ukraine. Joe Biden visited Ukraine six times as VP, five of them after Hunter joined Burisma's board in April 2014. He publicly claimed credit for using $1 billion in USAID to get the prosecutor Viktor Shokin fired. Joe Biden met with Burisma officials at dinners. He participated in a phone call with them, according to Hunter Biden's business partner, Devin Archer. And bank records document $3.3 million transferred from Burisma to Hunter Biden and Devin Archer from April 14th, 2014 to October 2015. IRS whistleblowers testified Hunter and Archer earned $6.5 million total from Burisma through 2019. Russia passed $3.5 million to the Biden family. Then VP Biden allegedly met a first lady of Moscow named Yelena Batyrina at a D.C. restaurant in spring 2014 and April 2015, while Hunter Biden and Archer were helping her invest in American real estate. On March 11th, 2014, $750,000 was transferred to Archer. The rest was transferred to a joint account held by Archer and Hunter Biden. Unclear exactly where that money went. $3.1 million came from Romania. Hunter referred a person named Gabriel Popovichiu to a former FBI director, Louis Freeh, to challenge a corruption case against him. About $3 million ended up transferred by Popovichiu to Hunter Biden's partner, Rob Walker. And $142,000 came from Kazakhstan. VP Biden met with a guy named Kenish Rakishev and his associates at DC Cafe Milano in spring 2014 and April 2015. And then Hunter got a $142,000 car out of it. So naturally, Joe Biden, when asked about this sort of corruption, scolded the reporter asking. So here's Peter Ducey asking about all of this. You know, your son's business dealings. You said you knew nothing about them. Your son's business dealings, you said that you were not involved. You said your son never made any money from China. You said all these things. They're all lies. What do you have to say?
There's this testimony now where one of your son's former business associates is claiming that you were on speakerphone a lot with them talking business. Is that what?
I never talked business with anybody. And I knew you'd have a lousy question.
Well, what do you? It's why is that a lousy question?
Because it's not true.
Thank you, Mr. President.
What? What an a-hole. I mean, he's such a bad person. Well, that's a lousy question. That's not an answer. Why is it? And when Peter Ducey says, like, what's lousy about the question? He says it's not true. Which part is not true? Which part is not true? All of it? Because we have testimony from Hunter Biden's business partner that it is true. And we know that you were squiring around Hunter Biden. By the way, this whole lie that Joe Biden does this sort of stuff because he loves his son so all fired much. I'm just wondering why, if you are a father who loves his drug-addled son who's addicted to crack cocaine and whores, you are giving him access to millions of dollars. Literally, rule number one of having a crack-addicted son would be don't give him access to the credit card because he's addicted to crack. I know this is really complex, but it doesn't seem all that complex, actually. It's absolutely insane to me that Joe Biden gets away with the it's all about the family routine when pretty clearly dude benefited. And I'm just wondering how he didn't benefit at this point. According to the New York Post's Jonathan Turley, he points out that, of course, Joe Biden benefited from all of Hunter's foreign business dealings. How could he not? He says, the president's denial of any knowledge of his son's foreign business dealings have finally been exposed as a total lie. The final line of defense is now that Hunter Biden was selling access to Joe, but it was an illusion. But there's nothing illusory about tens of millions moving to Hunter and other family members. Also, all of these claims ignore emails discussing the fact that Hunter and his father used joint accounts to pay for expenses, including how one account was used to pay Joe's taxes. There's Hunter's complaint that he was using half his earnings to support Dad. One trusted FBI informant said, in planning a bribe, one foreign figure was told to avoid direct payments to Joe. Today, that is as amateurish as an envelope of cash, and the Bidens have been in the business of influence peddling for decades. So, apparently, if Hunter gets luxury cars and millions of dollars and $20 million goes into the entire family bank account, Joe didn't benefit or receive a bribe. So apparently only if the money went directly into his bank account would that actually amount to it. That's actually the White House's defense at this point, believe it or not. That is right. That is what they're saying. Now, we also know that Joe Biden is apparently worth an estimated $8 million at this point, and that he earned $17.3 million over the 4 years he was out of office. So how is enriching all of your family members not a form of bribery? I'm just wondering, like, if somebody came to me and they're like, I want to pay you to say untruth, like truly untrue things on your show that you don't actually believe. I want to pay you to do that. The way I'm going to pay you is I'm putting your kids' trust fund. Is that not a form? My kids are young. Even if they were of majority, would that not be a form of bribery? I'm confused as to how it's not. The White House is resting. It's like, notice how the goalposts are now, as we say, being punted into the ocean. The goalposts were Hunter did nothing wrong. Then it was, Joe didn't know that Hunter had done anything wrong. Then it was, well, Joe may have known that Hunter did something wrong, but he wasn't involved. Then it was, well, Joe might have been involved, but no money directly went into his personal wallet in his back pocket. Well, I mean, you've moved pretty dramatically here, I noticed. So the White House put out a memo setting their final goalpost. Quote, today, House Republicans on the Oversight Committee released another memo full of years-old news, innuendo, and misdirection. But notably missing yet again is any connection to President Biden. Well, but, I mean, there is. He was on the phone calls. He was taking Hunter, his drug-addled derelict of a son, one of the most immoral people in American public life, on a plane with him to China to close deals. What the hell? Says the White House, House Republicans can't prove President Biden did anything wrong, but they are proving every day they have no vision and no agenda to actually help the American people. Okay, all of this is tiresome and ridiculous in the extreme. Everyone knows it, and it is not going to play in this election cycle. It's just not going to play in this election cycle, especially given the fact the American people don't actually believe that Joe Biden is a kindly old gentleman of great character. They don't. That is largely true since Afghanistan. We'll get to that in just one moment. First, Innovation Refunds has been helping small businesses that qualify to get a business payroll tax refund through the Employee Retention Credit, also known as the ERC. The ERC is a tax refund for businesses that kept employees on payroll for parts of 2020 and 2021. If you own a business with more than 5 employees, you could have money waiting to be claimed. Innovation Refunds is dedicated to helping business owners navigate the process. Their independent tax attorneys can help your business's claims stay compliant with IRS regulations and guidelines. They understand the importance of your information. They have industry standard certifications to back it up. They also have a team of independent tax attorneys who are well-versed in tax code interpretation and the updated qualification criteria. Innovation Refunds' team of independent tax attorneys specialize in ERC applications, so you don't have to worry about potential errors or navigating complex IRS guidelines. Partner with their dedicated team of independent tax attorneys to complete your ERC application with confidence and peace of mind today. Innovation Refunds does not provide tax or legal advice. They work with an independent network of tax professionals and will share information with them to evaluate and process your claims. Go to InnovationRefunds.com to determine eligibility. If you qualify, you could be on your way to receiving money for your business. No upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Go to InnovationRefunds.com or dial 1-843-REFUNDS. That's InnovationRefunds.com or dial 1-843-REFUNDS. Terms and conditions apply. Alrighty, coming up. Joe Biden has relied for a very long time in politics on this perception that he's actually a nice person, but Afghanistan blew that up. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the Biden administration is very much reliant on the idea that Joe Biden's a nice guy. Afghanistan completely sunk that idea. Yesterday, the State Department continued to double down on the idea that Joe Biden had done a stellar job in Afghanistan. Here was the State Department spokesperson, Matthew Miller, saying that actually it was a phenomenal choice to leave Afghanistan in the way we did.
Respect to the decision-making that went into the withdrawal from Afghanistan, that's something that we've spoken to a number of times.
But what about, do you still believe that this was a success? Because they have a real hard time when the administration calls this withdrawal a success. Do you still believe it was a success?
We believe it was the correct policy choice. We believe it was a correct policy choice. But again, I would never want to quibble with a family member who has suffered such an enormous tragedy.
But I think
I'm going to move on to someone else.
Oh, I'm not going to quibble with the family member. Don't want to hear about the family member anymore. Going to move on. Moving on. Spokesperson also said that actually they've been incredibly transparent about how all of this went down, which is weird since they haven't.
Do you think that you've fulfilled your obligations or your commitments to,
being transparent about?
I believe we've been incredibly transparent about the actions this department has taken. But with respect to requests from the committee, I've seen a number of requests come in. I know we've been in discussions with them, but I don't want to characterize those, given that I'm just not sure where Congress is in recess right now. The discussions have obviously slowed down over the recess, so I don't want to comment on detail.
You know, I want to talk for a second about transparency and about the fact that no one trusts the government right now because not only is the government not transparent with you, but the media, who are supposed to be the watchdog, are not transparent with you so long as a Democrat is in the Oval Office. If a Democrat is in the Oval Office, they're not transparent with you. If a Republican is in the Oval Office, not only are they not transparent with you about the Republican, they're fully non-transparent about all investigations into the Republican. When did all of this happen? It's impossible to think that there was not a ground shift in the way Americans think about their institutions that was coincident with the rise of Barack Obama. I've talked about this a little bit over the course of the past week. There's a massively important interview over at Tablet Magazine, which is a great website that's worth the read. They did an interview with a historian named David Garrow, who wrote a Pulitzer Prize-winning biography of Martin Luther King. And then in 2017, he had a biography of Barack Obama in his early years, and it was called Rising Stars. By all rights, it should have been like a massive hit, this book, because it actually uncovered a bunch of stuff about Obama that the media never would have covered. Like, for example, the fact that in Dreams from My Father, which is almost entirely fictionalized, apparently, according to David Garrow, that when Barack Obama wrote his first memoir, Dreams from My Father, he has an incident where he broke up with a white girlfriend, supposedly because she couldn't understand why he wanted to get in touch with his black identity. And what actually happened is that she broke up with him because he was covering for raving black anti-Semites. That's what David Garrow uncovered. Media never checked into it. They never found the girlfriend. They never dug into anything remotely related to Barack Obama. By the way, other revelations included in this book were actual handwritten letters from Barack Obama to one of his girlfriends talking about his, and this is a direct quote, repeatedly fantasizing about making love to men. I mean, that's pretty bombshell kind of stuff, no? I mean, pretty wild and salacious. None of it received virtually any coverage at the time. But why? And the answer is because the media, when Barack Obama rose to the presidency, and as he made that rise, the media decided that they were now the actual Praetorian Guard. They were always biased to the left, but there's certainly a level of baseline honesty that required them to still report on things. And then Barack Obama rose to the level of the presidency, and every institution was weaponized on behalf of this man personally. That's actually what happened. The entire comedic institutional structure, for example, said it is forbidden to make jokes about Obama. You cannot make jokes about this absolutely self-obsessed, ridiculous man because he is actually a messianic figure. You remember that Chris Rock said that he's like the country's dad. This is the kind of, so comedy, out. Entertainment, out. They were all worshiping at the altar. The media, out. And our public institutions also started reflecting everything with regard to Obama. David Samuels of Tablet, who's interviewing Garrow, he said, Rising Star highlights a remarkable lack of curiosity on the part of mainstream reporters and institutions about a man who almost instantaneously was treated less like a politician and more like the idol of an inter-elite cult. And it's true, like the entire tech world revolved around Barack Obama. He became like the center of the political universe. Everybody thinks the center of the political universe is Donald Trump, but that's not actually right. The center of the political universe since 2008 has been Barack Obama. Donald Trump is a reaction to Barack Obama. Joe Biden is a reaction to Donald Trump and happens to be the third term of Barack Obama, since every person in position of major staffing power is a Barack Obama acolyte. Barack Obama, by the way, still resides most of the year in Washington, D.C., and it's amazing to me that nobody's actually attempted to track down how much does Barack Obama actually talk with all the people who used to work with him and shape policy inside the Biden administration. And again, the corruption of all of our institutions on the back of Barack Obama's personal self-obsession is truly an amazing thing. So David Garrow, this biographer of Obama, he says in this interview, quote, he has no interest in building the Democratic Party as an institution. I think that's obvious. I don't think he had any truly deep, meaningful policy commitments other than the need to feel and to be perceived as victorious, as triumphant. But because all the institutions went into defend Obama mode, that has carried forward to Joe Biden. And here's the thing. They could get away with it when it actually was Barack Obama, because Barack Obama had this sort of messianic quality to him. Right? He was actually a really good speaker. He was actually a celebrity type. But Joe Biden isn't. And so as that mask is stripped away, and as the media have just been demonstrably proved to be members of that inter-elite cult, of course faith in them has absolutely plummeted. And of course the country is polarized, because the institutions that at least used to have sort of a baseline goal and purpose they had to fulfill, even if there was political bias involved, everyone distrusts those institutions now, and for absolutely good reason. And what that also means is it's very easy when an institution fails to immediately attribute it to this sort of intra-elite cult status. Is it failure or is it malice? Now, I've said many times that I try to attribute as much as I can to stupidity rather than malice. But the problem is, when malice has been pursued over and over and over again against a particular point of view, at a certain point, you start to see that maybe it's not stupidity, maybe it is malice. It doesn't mean all of it's malice, but it means it's easy to over-attribute to malice rather than to stupidity, which leads to further political polarization. And that seems to be what's been happening all over the place, institutionally speaking, in the United States. To really grave effect, by the way. Because what it means is that each side is now bouncing off the other. Republicans are reacting to anything Democrats say by saying that if Democrats hate it, we must love it, which is a bad idea. And Democrats are reacting to anything the Republicans say by saying that if Republicans like it, we must hate it. All of that was created by the Barack Obama era. This is not Donald Trump's era. This is still Barack Obama's era. We're just living in the aftermath of that era. As I've said many times about Donald Trump, people say that he killed American politics, destroyed American politics. Donald Trump was not the murderer. Barack Obama was the murderer. Donald Trump is the coroner who stumbled on the body and declared it dead. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced Friday that David Weiss will be appointed special counsel to deal with the Hunter Biden case.
The appointment of Mr. Weiss reinforces for the American people the department's commitment to both independence and accountability in particularly sensitive matters.
Now, Weiss is the same guy who made the sweetheart plea deal with Hunter Biden in his tax and firearm criminal case. The announcement of Weiss as special counsel was greeted with derision by Republicans. GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley reacted on X, formerly known as Twitter, saying Americans don't trust Joe Biden's Department of Justice. Stunned residents are slowly returning to what's left of a historic Maui town that was destroyed by this week's wildfires. The fires on the island have killed at least 67 people. Hawaii Governor Josh Green warned the toll could yet rise again. The wildfires are the state's deadliest natural disaster since a 1961 tsunami that killed 61. Many survivors of the fire said in interviews they didn't get a warning that gave them enough time to get out. Weeks after its international launch, WorldCoin is drawing the attention of privacy regulators around the world.
Kenya's government is going so far as to shut down the service indefinitely. The international ID startup also is facing investigations in Europe over whether the biometric data that the company is collecting is truly secure. The goal of WorldCoin and the company backing it, Tools for Humanity, is to give people a form of identification that could never be stolen or duplicated.
That's their claims. Correspondent Jeremy House. WorldCoin creates a world ID by capturing an image of your iris. Its creator, Sam Altman, CEO of ChatGPT, OpenAI, offers cryptocurrency worth $50 to $60 to get people to sign up. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
It was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The number of people who crossed illegally into the EU this year is 13% higher than last year.
The number of people caught making irregular border crossings into the EU has not been this high for the first half of the year since 2016. The main route migrants are taking is what's known as the Central Mediterranean route, across the Mediterranean Sea between North Africa and Italy. Most of them make the journey from Egypt, Guinea, and the Ivory Coast. fleeing war and persecution, often on board of small and unsafe boats.
BBC reporting the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration says the IRS can't find thousands of microfilm cartridges with millions of sensitive business and personal tax account records. They're legally required to keep them for a certain amount of time, but a physical inspection found empty boxes with no backup cartridges and no explanation as to where they were. News and analysis at townhall.com. Iowa GOP Governor Kim Reynolds says economic concerns are driving many voters in her state.
We're seeing record turnout at these events.
Reynolds says voters are turning out in droves to see the 2024 presidential contenders.
People really are kicking the tires. They're paying attention.
She tells the Salem Radio Network the economy seems to be the top concern.
People are seeing their paychecks not go as far. They're seeing an open border. We're experiencing exponential increase in confiscation of fentanyl and human trafficking.
The Iowa Republican caucuses are set for January 15th of 2024. Bob Agner reporting.
The founder of collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX is being sent back to jail ahead of his fraud trial. A judge revoked Sam Bankman-Fried's bail on Friday. The decision came after federal prosecutors accused Bankman-Fried of tampering with witnesses. Fried was the second largest contributor to Joe Biden's 2020 presidential campaign. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you realize that today many in Israel who haven't found Jesus Christ as their Messiah are expectantly awaiting Messiah's coming to initiate his kingdom? They pray at the Wailing Wall regularly. Christian believers, of course, recognize the Messiah has come and that he is our Lord Jesus Christ and will set up his kingdom following the rapture and the tribulation.
What book in the Bible addresses why Jesus is truly the Messiah?
It's the Gospel of Matthew. In Matthew's day, many Jews found it hard to understand how Jesus Christ could be the Messiah since he was crucified instead of setting up his kingdom. Crucified rather than crowned.
Now's your chance to learn why the kingdom was postponed on Tuesdays, September the 5th to December the 11th, from 10:30 a.m. to 11:10 a.m. at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, taught by Dr. George Gunn. This is Chaplain Jane D'Angelo with Dr. David Nicholas. Don't miss this convenient three-unit hybrid class that you can do partly at home for credit or audit.
That's right. Call 530-221-4275 today. That's 530-221-4275.
Today on the Matt Walsh Show, an autistic girl in the UK was dragged out of her home and arrested for making an allegedly homophobic comment. Freedom of speech basically doesn't exist across most of the Western world, and in our country, we are headed in the same direction. Suicide reaches an all-time high, and nobody seems interested in talking about what's really driving the problem. And a blue-collar folk singer who lives out in the woods in Virginia has gone massively viral with his new song. We'll play a clip for you, and you'll see why. All of that and more today on the Matt Walsh Show. There's not a lot of humor to be found in wokeism or safetyism or whatever you want to call modern left-wing ideology, but since it's Friday, it's worth acknowledging something that everyone knows deep down, which is that there are a few things about it that are, if we're being honest, pretty funny. And here's one of them. Most jurisdictions in this country used to consider it a serious offense to lie and call somebody gay. You know, if somebody was straight and you started spreading rumors that they're secretly gay, then until very recently, New York courts would punish you for that without a second thought. They'd call it defamation per se. You're making up lies about somebody. But in 2021, all that changed. The New York appeals court ruled that actually you can call people gay all you want, and it's not necessarily defamatory. Why is that? Well, because according to New York court judges, if you lie and call somebody gay, if anything, you're probably improving the reputation in the community rather than harming it. That's because being gay has become a status symbol, at least in places like Manhattan. So suggesting that somebody is secretly gay, it's like calling someone secretly a millionaire. It's a compliment whether it's true or not. It's kind of amusing when you think about it. New York is now so woke that gay slurs, at least in some cases, are now acceptable. In that respect, strangely enough, New York is quite different from, say, the United Kingdom, another hotbed of leftism. Over there, they don't take kindly to unfounded accusations of homosexuality. We know that because this week, a team of police officers in Leeds raided the home of a 16-year-old autistic girl suffering from scoliosis. What was the girl's crime? Well, she said that one of the officers that was on this team of people arresting her looked like her lesbian relative. That's all this girl did. She didn't even imply that it was bad to be a lesbian in any way. She just said that this woman, this cop, looked like a lesbian. And for that, cops dragged her away. Here's what that looked like.
You better come in your own house.
You better come in.
She hasn't said anything to you. No matter.
This is what the British Empire has become. They used to rule the world. Now they scramble half the police department in response to a teenager who says, hey, you look like my lesbian nana. Now they're arresting a girl. Police are arresting a girl because that girl hurt the feelings of one of those police officers. It's quite a fall from grace, especially given that the police officer in question, if we're being honest, could definitely pass as a lesbian. Whether she's trying to look that way or not, it is a convincing display, let's just say. And at least in civilized, progressive utopias like New York, they celebrate that kind of thing. You know, you go up to a cop and say, you look like a lesbian. The cop will say, well, thank you so much. The UK obviously hasn't thought this all the way through, though, because by arresting autistic kids who say that women look like lesbians, especially when they actually do look like lesbians, they're sending the message that looking like a lesbian is a bad thing. It's, you know, a horrendous insult. But that's the opposite of what the UK intends to do here. Really, they're trying to elevate LGBT people to a special sacred status and protect their feelings with the force of law, even if it means dragging a teenage girl to jail, kicking and screaming. But the truth is the United States isn't far from becoming the UK, where children are sent to prison for offending the government. What happened to that girl in the UK is quickly becoming a hallmark of so-called Western democracies. Recently in Canada, for example, a pastor was arrested for the crime of protesting drag queens who were trying to indoctrinate children. I want you to watch this news report carefully because it's one of the most incredible clips you'll ever see. Watch.
They should feel safe. There should never be an issue with safety.
A pastor who tried to stop a drag reading session for kids at the Seton Library last week has been charged by Calgary police. Parents now questioning if these events are safe enough to attend with their kids. Police were called when protesters interrupted the library's Reading with Royalty event that was being presented by drag personalities to kids, when several protesters entered the room shouting homophobic words at the children and their parents. 36-year-old pastor Derek Scott Reimer was arrested and charged with hate-motivated crime for causing a disturbance and one count of mischief. In addition, City of Calgary peace officers have charged Reimer with 6 counts of harassment under the public behavior bylaw. Police say the disturbance scared the children who were at the reading sessions. Now parents wonder if these events are still safe to bring their families.
Yes, there should never be an issue with safety, says the woman. Police are questioning if the events are safe, says the reporter. Meanwhile, they show footage of the mob throwing the pastor to the ground. And the message is pretty clear. By safety, they mean you don't get to question their behavior or their viewpoints. You don't get to object when they sexualize children. Oh, because they want to sexualize children safely, and you're making it unsafe. And if you do, you'll get attacked and thrown in jail. That's what they mean when they say safety. Safety no longer means safety in the traditional sense. For a long time now, it's meant something closer to emotional comfort. Like, that's what they mean when they say safety. To be safe is to feel good. It is to have nice feelings. And anyone who causes you to have not nice feelings and to feel not good is compromising your safety. This has been true in Canada for a while. A couple of years ago, a man who was down on his luck went on a rant at the office of his local member of parliament, who was a woman named Catherine McKenna. And here's what he said. Watch.
Can you help me? She says she's spending $10 billion a year on infrastructure. The PBO office, Yves Giroux, says she's only spending $5 billion a year. What's up with that?
I
don't go to work every day and bust my for this to steal our money. You're all scumbags. You're all
pieces of trash.
You scumbags. You're all kids f***ing pieces of trash, just like Justin Trudeau. Raping kids. We charity. Sorry, kids in Africa. This money isn't for you. This money's for Justin Trudeau and his family. They need it a lot more than you. They need a bigger yacht. They need a bigger watch. They need 5 watches that are 20 grand. The f***ing scumbag pieces of s***. I hope you all burn in f***ing hell. You're all going to get what you deserve, you f***ing traitors.
All right, so he yells a few harsh words, including a few that were bleeped out. Makes some valid points as well, we should admit. But he never made any violent threats. And for that, Catherine McKenna called for a hate crime investigation, and authorities opened one. You see, in Canada, no one's allowed to say mean things to politicians. You can call conservatives white supremacists all you want, but don't you dare attack the people in power. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Paid for by government.com. Have you heard? Morgan's silver dollars are back for 2023. For the 100th anniversary, the U.S. Mint released the first legal tender Morgan's in 100 years. They sold out instantly. Now, Morgan's silver dollars are back in 2023, minted in 99.9% pure silver, but only 275,000 coins were minted, and they will go fast. The entire market and experts agree this is a big deal and an amazing opportunity for both coin and silver buyers. Just call 1-800-937-4409 and you are guaranteed a 2023 brand new uncirculated 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. But with limited quantities, you must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-937-4409. Plus, you'll receive a free bonus Patriots pack, new and improved, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-937-4409 now to secure your new 2023 Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-937-4409.
In a free country, which Canada, of course, isn't, you know, cussing out politicians would be considered a virtuous act, if not a national pastime, a way to keep our leaders humble and on their toes. It's a good thing. But in Canada, it's a potential hate crime. Now, we'd like to think that these attacks on freedom of speech couldn't happen here, but the truth is, they're already happening here. They're just not getting a lot of coverage. Recently, in Watertown, Wisconsin, police arrested a young Christian man for simply reading the Bible on the sidewalk in the vicinity of a public drag event. But that was all he was doing, standing on the sidewalk, reading the Bible, and watch what happens to him.
Serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another.
Hey, what are you doing?
What is the problem?
You didn't give any warning. You just grabbed the mic.
No, this is the same one that we had in here.
Yeah, that was in there. It was not out here. What are you doing?
Let it go. You guys have been warned.
They said we can speak out here on the sidewalk freely.
You can speak, but there's no way to fight the mic.
Nobody told us that.
What are you doing? Nobody told us
that. How come there's no amplification?
This.
Hey, you guys are acting like thugs, man. You're like straight up thugs.
Hey, you're taking away my property.
He has every right to be out here engaging in speech. He has every right to be out here engaging in speech.
He has every right to be out here engaging in speech, the guy holding the camera says, and he's right, but we don't live in a country that cares about that sort of thing anymore. Marcus Traders, the man who was arrested for reading the Bible there, later spoke to the city council about what happened, and I want you to listen to what he said.
Intolerance is an interesting word. Tolerance, intolerance, hatred, love, bigotry, things like that. Because really every culture has something that it's intolerant towards and something that it's tolerant of. I mean, there are things like murder and rape and you know, stealing and just crimes that we are intolerant towards as a society. And so every society has something that's intolerant towards. The question is just, what is our object of intolerance and what is our object of tolerance? When I showed up Saturday, all I did was read from Scripture on the sidewalk. I read from the Bible, Galatians. And by the way, I wasn't reading Romans 1. I wasn't reading any passage that spoke against homosexuality or anything like that. I was reading a passage from the Bible about love. And I was arrested. No reason, not given any warning, not told anything about my amplification needed to be turned down. I was arrested and taken into custody simply for reading the Bible on the sidewalk.
One thing to keep in mind there when you watch that is, I don't know if the police will try to claim that, well, he's disturbing, you're using the megaphone. You know, trans activists you flip this around and no one's getting arrested, obviously. I've had trans activists many times show up to my events and they can have bullhorns, they can have sirens, they show up with bullhorns, the air horns, sirens that are going off the whole time to drown you out. Cops will not step in. They will not say a damn word. One guy reading a Bible gets arrested, on the other hand. Now, anyone watching that man knows that we just saw there, he knows that he's a far better person to have around children than men pretending to be women who talk to kids about their sexual fantasies. But Marcus Schrader was arrested anyway, and the drag queens were able to continue indoctrinating kids as the mothers of those kids looked on approvingly. It's the same thing that happens in Canada. Preach the gospel, go to jail. Preach perversion, police protect you. In many states in this country, this will soon become the norm. A bill that recently passed in the Michigan State House called HB 4474 would make it a hate crime to cause someone to, quote, feel terrorized, frightened, or threatened. And the bill specifies that sexual orientation and gender identity or expression are protected classes. If you make someone feel threatened because of their gender identity, you can go to prison for 5 years. Now, what does it mean to make someone feel threatened because of their gender identity? Well, you know the answer to that question. Trans activists have been screaming for years at maximum volume that unless you affirm them, unless you affirm everything they think and feel, then you're committing literal violence. You're a terrorist. You're engaging in genocide. So, yes, this bill means that if you refuse to lie about basic facts of biology in the state of Michigan, then you'll go to jail, just like that girl in Britain. They'll haul you out of your home, and they'll arrest you for telling the truth, just as we're seeing in other parts of the world that also allegedly are or were free. They'll take the fight right to you. And if you don't believe that, consider what happened on Wednesday to an elderly man in Utah named Craig Robertson. Robertson was obese, old, 75 years old, used a cane to get around. He went to church on Sundays, took care of his blind son. But he also liked to post angry memes and comments on social media, mocking and threatening Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, other random political figures. In response to those memes, before dawn on Wednesday, the FBI went to Robertson's home. Now, neighbors report that as many as 50 agents were on the scene. Craig Robertson, soon after, was shot dead in a hail of bullets. Now, why did FBI agents kill Robertson exactly? We don't know. The FBI won't tell us. We asked them yesterday. They refused to explain. The New York Post now reports today that Robertson allegedly pointed a gun at the agents, and maybe he did. We don't know that at this point. Maybe we'll find out more. Maybe we won't. But we do know that the neighbors are all confused and disturbed, trying to figure out why the federal government would need to send dozens of armed agents to a disabled elderly man's home because of things he posted online. Now, if you saw them swarming his house and didn't have any context, you'd think that they were taking down a drug kingpin. You'd never guess that the guy's crime was a Facebook meme. So the question that many are asking, especially those in Robertson's community, is whether this level of response was actually necessary. Did the FBI really consider Robertson a credible threat to the President of the United States? It's hard to believe. Now, not to defend the things that Robertson posted online, obviously. The point is that the most powerful law enforcement organization in the country, which is funded by tax dollars, is completely unwilling right now to explain why they killed an American citizen 2 days ago. They have no justification for why they decided to go after him at 6 a.m. in the morning. They don't seem interested in providing a justification. If you're living in the UK or Canada, then it's quite possible that none of this is particularly shocking to you. You're used to this kind of thing. But if you thought the United States could never descend into totalitarianism, as those countries have, then what's happening in many states across this country should disabuse you of that notion. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-353-9057. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-353-9057, 800-353-9057, or biglou.com.
Next up, suicide rates are at an all-time high, but how do we fix it? We'll discuss this story after the break. Don't go anywhere.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. And Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
We're back with the Matt Walsh Show. Here's a pretty terrible story, unfortunately, but well worth discussing. The AP reports about 49,500 people took their own lives last year in the U.S., the highest number ever, according to new government data posted Thursday. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which posted the numbers, has not yet calculated a suicide rate for the year, but available data suggests suicides are more common in the U.S. than at any time since the dawn of World War II. There's something wrong. The number should not be going up, said Christina Wilbur, a 45-year-old Florida woman whose son shot himself to death last year. My son should not have died, she said. I know it's complicated. I really do. But we have to be able to do something that we're not doing, because whatever we're doing right now is not helping. Experts caution that suicide's complicated. The recent increases might be driven by a range of factors, including higher rates of depression and limited availability of mental health services. But a main driver is the growing availability of guns, said Jill Harkavy Friedman, Senior Vice President of Research at the America Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Suicide attempts involving guns end to death far more often than those with other means, and gun sales have boomed, placing firearms in more and more homes. And from there, we get into a long diatribe about how guns are the problem. So everyone acknowledges that we have a major crisis More people are killing themselves than at any other point in history. It's true, of course, that more people exist today than at any other point in history. So you, in terms of raw numbers, you're going to have more suicide. You're going to have more everything because there are more people. But it's not just the raw numbers. It's also the suicide rate that, even though that hasn't been officially calculated for last year, all available evidence points to the fact that that is also going up to historic highs. And there should not be 50,000 people killing themselves in a given year, obviously. I mean, something is not right, to put it very, very mildly. Something is wrong, as the woman who lost her son says in the article. So what is it? Of course, the media falls back on its common themes, which is it's guns and it's mental illness. We need fewer guns and we need more drugs. That'll solve it, they say. But this suggests that a suicidal person who's in a state of total despair and has given up on life, that they will continue living if you simply take the gun away, as if there aren't a thousand other ways to kill yourself, right? And besides, even if it's true that a suicidal man could be kept on earth for longer by taking his gun away, that doesn't solve the problem of his despair. You've still left him in despair. Are we satisfied with that? I'm not. So can you solve it with drugs? Well, no, that's clear. More people are on psychiatric drugs than ever before, and more people are depressed and suicidal than ever before. And more to say about this, we've got to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Don't miss the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on A Street in MacArthur. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delight. Wristbands can be purchased at the fair office or by calling 530-336-5695. The fair will feature a parade, pageant, cooks, racing pigs, livestock shows, and a junior livestock auction. Grandstand events will feature the Enduro and Little Tykes races, Destruction Derby. And the main event, Saturday night, September 2nd, Jared Hovis in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena.
So here's to the fair.
Gates open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. Free admission August 31st for the opening day of the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on A Street in MacArthur. September 1st is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. September 2nd is Kids Day when kids 12 and under get in free. Kids 5 and under get in free daily. Grandstand event tickets are available online at www.inter-mountainfair.com.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products package daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey.
Thanks for listening to the Matt Walsh Show. So the strategy isn't working. There's just no evidence on a culture-wide scale. There's no evidence that just getting more and more people on drugs, more and more people getting health, mental health services, that it'll prevent this. All the evidence goes the other way. And there's a reason for that, because depression is despair, and despair is the loss of hope. It's the loss of meaning. A person in despair, this is the point I'm always trying to make, and I harp on it because I think it's really important, and I rarely hear anyone bring this up, which is amazing to me because it's so basic. A person in despair isn't crazy, okay? He isn't sick in the traditional sense of the word. His despair isn't even unreasonable. In fact, there are plenty of valid reasons to feel despair. The world's a difficult place, and many terrible things happen every day. I always hear that depression is clinical if you feel depressed for no discernible reason. And that's one of the ways you know that it's a clinical issue, because someone's depressed and you look around their life and there's no reason for it. Well, there's no such thing as being depressed for no reason. The very fact of being a conscious human being in a world full of pain and death and suffering, the very awareness of the world and of your own human condition and your place in that world, the awareness of pain and death that we all have because we're sentient creatures, all of these are reasons to be depressed, reasons to be in despair, reasons that make sense, actually. Which isn't to say that you should be in despair or that we should leave people in despair. Doesn't mean that when someone is in despair, we say, well, of course you feel that way, you know, go away. Obviously not. My point is simply that we should actually start by acknowledging that those who are in despair are feeling that way because they've noticed and experienced some very real things about the world. They aren't delusional. Okay. We are just awful at handling depression in this culture, and nothing we're doing is making anything better. And yet nobody wants to even think about it. There's no conversation. Well, maybe we should radically change our approach to this, because the more that we medicalize it, the more that we make this clinical, the worse everything is getting. And so at what point? I've been shouting about this for years, and it only just gets worse. So the point that I'm making is ignored. The problem just keeps getting worse. It's like, no, we're not going to do it that way. We'll keep doing it our way. Okay, well, when we get to 500,000 suicides in a year, will you then stop and think, like, maybe our fundamental approach to this is just wrong. When someone is depressed, you know, what we do basically as a society is we look around and we feign surprise and we say, depressed? Well, what possible reason could you have to be depressed? You must be sick. Here's a drug that will make those thoughts go away. There's some kind of imbalance. You're depressed. There must be an imbalance in your brain of some kind. That's the only reason I could possibly see why you would be depressed. But that depressed person, you know, is justified in responding like, dude, look around. What do you mean? Why am I depressed? Why wouldn't I be depressed? Have you seen life recently? So I think it's better to acknowledge that there are many reasons in life for feeling despair. And the next step is to help people navigate their way through that darkness by helping them to have a sense of hope and meaning in spite of all that. The problem, though, is that a drug cannot give you hope and meaning. I'm sorry, but they just can't put that into a pill. They can't. There's no meaning pill. I'll take this pill and life will have meaning. They can't do that. They can numb you. They can change chemical balances in your brain, perhaps. They can do things like that. But they can't give you meaning. You can't take a pill and say, oh, now I know my life has meaning again. And all despair, all depression, all suicide ultimately traces back to this loss of hope and meaning. And that's why we're seeing so much depression and suicide in the culture, because the culture instills this meaninglessness into the population, into kids from a young age. That's it. That's why it's happening. That's why it's a crisis level event in our culture. Why do we have a lot of suicide in our culture? Well, because we have no meaning in our culture. And people live these lives devoid of meaning, from a very young age. They just their whole life, they're staring at screens, they watch TV, they go on social media, they play video games. There's not a lot of real human connection. There's not a lot of, religion is declining. Church attendance rapidly declining. Kind of that spiritual bedrock of people's lives is slipping away, and it's being replaced. So our culture came along and said, well, that's not what life is all about, actually. See, for thousands of years, people assumed that life is really about faith and about pointing yourself towards the eternal. And then our culture comes along and says, well, that's not it. No. And people listen and they say, okay, well, so forget about all that. That source of meaning hasn't been replaced by anything. So no, don't find meaning in that. Find it in nothing. There you go. Here's nothing instead. And until we address that, until we get rid of the fundamental nihilism that lies at the heart of the culture, this will not get better. And in fact, it will get a lot worse. And so what I'm saying can be ignored for another decade. And we'll check back in a decade in the suicide, and there will be 100,000 suicides a year. Like, it's just going to continue in that direction. It will not change until we actually deal with this issue on a much more fundamental level. And until people are willing to talk about things like depression in a way that goes beyond the simply clinical, sanitized language that we always use. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? Morgan's silver dollars are back for 2023. For the 100th anniversary, the U.S. Mint released the first legal tender Morgans in 100 years. They sold out instantly. Now, Morgan's silver dollars are back in 2023, minted in 99.9% pure silver, but only 275,000 coins were minted, and they will go fast. The entire market and experts agree this is a big deal and an amazing opportunity for both coin and silver buyers. Just call 1-800-937-4000 and you are guaranteed a 2023 brand new uncirculated 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. But with limited quantities, you must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-937-4409. Plus, you'll receive a free bonus Patriots pack, new and improved, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-937-4409 now to secure your new 2023 Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-937-4409.
One other brief thing on a much, much lighter note. This is from the Mirrors. So this is a story that's been sent to me, I don't know, about 600 times maybe in the past couple of days. And I'm not complaining, by the way, for good reason. So, the Mirror reports, a group of Peruvian villagers are living in fear as they believe they are under attack by mysterious 7-foot-tall aliens that they've named Las Palacaras, which translates to the face peelers. In a remote district of Alto Nanay, located northeast of Lima, members of the Iquitu tribe, hailing from the San Antonio native community, have recounted chilling encounters with these extraterrestrial beings. Descriptions of the alleged extraterrestrial beings include large heads, yellowish eyes, and immunity to the villagers' hunting weapons. Some villagers have likened the aliens to the mythical Palacaras from folklore, creatures said to feast on human faces, fat, and organs. Villagers claim that these enigmatic figures, often shrouded in dark-colored hoods, have been targeting their community for nearly a month since July 11th. Multiple incidents have been reported, with the most recent involving a 15-year-old girl who was hospitalized after a confrontation with the aliens. There have been other, and I've read, this is not just the Mirror. You might say, well, this is the Mirror. What is that? What kind of publication is that? That's not credible. Well, I'll have you know that this invasion of the face peelers has been reported by many media outlets. And in some of the reports, what they're saying is that actually these aliens look a lot like the Green Goblin from Spider-Man. So that's the story. Now, I have also seen videos that are that purport to show. Well, I don't know what they're supposed to show. I've seen videos where lots of things are happening in the videos, and it appears that there's disturbing things happening, but you can't really see the aliens. But by no means should that dissuade us from believing this. But these face peelers, they're hiding in the woods, and that's just going to come out. I mean, you pull your phone out. This is just one of the many ridiculous points that Ben Shapiro brought up in our debate where I destroyed him. He said, "Well, why aren't the aliens on video?" You think it's that simple? You think you just pull your phone out and the aliens is going to say, you think the face peeling alien is going to say, okay, here you go. Let me pause. Let's take a selfie before I eat your face. Is that what the alien's going to say? Let's be realistic about this. So it's not that simple. I don't want to hear that. I've heard too much of this. The skeptics that don't believe these people, skeptics online, well, I want to see video. I need to see video. Oh, do you want it? You want to go down to Peru? With your camera phone and try to get the face peelers on video? You want to do that? One of the face peeling aliens comes up to you. Is that what you're going to do? You're going to pull your phone out right away so you can get it on social media, so you can get it on Twitter for your Twitter likes, huh? No, what you're going to do is you're going to run away from the face peelers. So that's why they're not on video. In fact, the fact that they're not on video is all the more proof that they're real. Think of it that way. So I believe them. I believe them, and I think that, frankly, if you doubt this story, that not only are you denying the evidence and you're denying the science, but even, and I don't use terms like this very often, I don't throw this kind of charge around very often, but I would even say that it's culturally insensitive and, frankly, you could argue racist to not believe these Peruvian villagers who are speaking their truth and talking about their experiences with the face peelers. And I believe them. And so the aliens are here, and they're peeling faces down in Peru. And soon they'll be here. Okay. And, you know, why do they want to peel faces? I don't know. The aliens have been coming. They came a long way. They've been doing their research. They've been on TikTok. They've seen what people look like these days. They've seen a lot of faces. And they said, we got to peel those faces off. That's gross. We can't invade Earth with people looking like that. So it could be that. I don't know. I don't know the motivation. Anyway, it's real. It's happening. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-353-9057.
9057. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-353-9057. 800-353-9057 or biglou.com.
Next up, we won't actually be canceling anyone this time. I'll instead share with you this viral song that actually deserved to go viral for a change. You don't want to miss it. Don't go anywhere.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Reading has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
X25. Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. Well, you know, this segment, the Daily Cancellation, is special to me. Indeed, I think it's probably special to the entire world. Some will even say that it is sacred. And I consider it a privilege, but also an important responsibility to cancel someone at the end of every show, every day, forever until the end of time. But on rare occasion, very, very rare occasion, I find it necessary to dedicate this portion of the show to something other than canceling some evildoer. And usually this happens when there's something else I want to talk about for 10 minutes, but I can't find any other space for it in the show. So that's how we end up here. Anyway, the point is that today is one of those very rare days. So I want to tell you about a man named Oliver Anthony. He's a blue-collar guy, lives way out in the sticks in Virginia, basically off the grid. In his free time, he likes to play and sing songs that he writes. For the past few years, he's been occasionally recording his songs on his phone, posting them to his YouTube channel, which had, I don't know, maybe a few hundred subscribers, and his videos would get maybe a few dozen or a few hundred views. But that has changed rather suddenly over the last few days. This man and his music have gone massively viral, thanks primarily to one song of his called Rich Men North of Richmond, which made its way from YouTube to Twitter, where it caught fire. And the video of him performing this song while standing in the woods in front of his deer stand has now been viewed millions of times,
The song is currently trending nationwide on Twitter, and he's even had public offers, including from our friend John Rich, to produce and distribute a studio album. Oliver Anthony has gone from full obscurity, about as obscure as a musical artist can possibly be, playing songs in the woods by himself, to musical fame in the span of like 2 days. And it's a great story. The best part is the song that has driven all of this. And there are a few points to make about that. But first, let's play a clip of the song. Here it is.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away, drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world with an whole soul. These rich men know, the rich men, Lord knows it all. Just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think. Wanna know what you do. And they don't think you know, but I know that you do. Cause your dollar hates and it's taxing no end. Cause the rich. Politicians look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to heat, and the obese milking welfare. God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, 'cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down.
Okay, so that's a clip of it. Now, first, needless to say, I love the song. This is my kind of music. I can listen to this sort of stuff all day. Just a guy with a beard standing in the woods, singing about his troubles and playing the guitar. That's my vibe, as the kids would say. It's also what all country music should sound like, instead of sounding, as it so often does, like generic pop music with a slight twang. Most country music these days, like all other kinds of popular music, sound like it was, you know, sounds like it was made by an algorithm, not a person. And this song, on the other hand, sounds raw and real and human. But it's interesting that a song like this has become an internet sensation, because normally when you hear about a song that's gone viral, you assume that it must be Taylor Swift singing for the 90th time about one of her ex-boyfriends, or maybe another rap song about the female anatomy or whatever. You imagine a song that people can dance to in TikTok videos, which they record in public somewhere, like at the grocery store, while confused shoppers look on. You don't necessarily imagine a low-tech, low-budget recording of a folk song where a bearded guy stands in the woods and sings about the pain of being a working-class American. So why has this one caught on? Well, I think there are two reasons. First of all, it's just good music. Oliver Anthony has raw talent, and sometimes the combination of good music and raw talent is hard to ignore. Second, it's the message. You know, Anthony is singing about the forgotten American, the working class man who breaks his back all day only to have his pockets picked by the IRS, while the people in charge of this country ignore his concerns and spit in his face whenever he tries to convey them. He's speaking up for people who don't have a voice. And although there's real poetry in his lyrics, he's expressing those concerns using the same language that they would use. Now, we hear so much about the need for representation in our culture, but the fact is that there are millions of people who are not represented anywhere, not in media, not in Hollywood, not in popular music, not in government, nowhere. And those are the people who look and live like Oliver Anthony. It's also worth noting, I think it's interesting, those lines, that's why I wanted to play that much of it so you could hear the lines at the end, the lines about the welfare state. This song is being called a populist anthem, which it is. I think it may become the protest song of this generation. But conventional wisdom says that attacking entitlements, attacking welfare, is not populist. In fact, we're told, if you really care about people like Oliver Anthony, you should defend entitlement programs and insist that we should continue spending hundreds of billions on them. But the truth is that guys like Anthony, they work all day to provide for themselves and their own families. They're not fans of the fact that their money is being taken from them, food is being taken out of their children's mouths in order to prop up this system of entitlements that really functions as nothing more than a vote-buying scheme for Democrats. Okay, go up to almost any guy at any bar in any blue-collar part of the country and ask them about welfare, and they will say something very similar to what Anthony says in that song. Almost all of them will. And yet Republicans are afraid to even mention the subject for fear that they'll lose the votes of the very people who are being scammed by this system. I said there are two reasons why the song's popular. Actually, there are three, so I lied. Because there's something else, too. It's not just that the message is resonating. I think there's something deeper, too. It's authenticity. Okay, people in this country are starved for authenticity. Everything is fake, right? Everything around us is fake. The music is all basically computer-generated. The movies are full of CGI. Most of what you see on the news is fake. Most of what you find on social media is fake. We've got filters and Photoshop and AI and deep fakes. We're just surrounded by artificiality. We're drowning in it. And that's why a video of a guy pouring his heart out while he plays his guitar in the woods in front of his deer stand with his dogs laying there in the grass and the cicadas buzzing in the background, that's why it resonates with people. It's a glass of cool water for people who are thirsting for something real. And that's why it went viral. And also, again, it's just good music. It's simply good music. And maybe it doesn't need to be any more complicated than that. And for all of those reasons, Oliver Anthony is today certainly not canceled. And that's all we have for today and this week. Thanks for listening. Talk to you on Monday. Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Attorney General Merrick Garland appoints a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden.
Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss has been investigating Hunter Biden's financial and business dealings.
Mr. Weiss advised me that in his judgment, his investigation had reached a stage at which he should continue his work as a special counsel.
Garland pointed out the extraordinary circumstances of the Hunter Biden case, and the appointment of Weiss reinforces a commitment to independence and accountability in sensitive matters.
The ability to proceed with their work expeditiously and to make decisions indisputably guided only by the facts and the law.
In court in Delaware, David Weiss told a judge plea deal talks in Hunter Biden's weapon and tax evasion case were at an impasse. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The death toll stands at 67 in the aftermath of that wildfire in Maui that consumed a large amount of the tourist town of Lahaina. A woman named Christina tells Sky News she and her family were at a hotel.
The Red Cross is here. The people are so kind. You know, we have food, we have water, and a place to shower, and people who love us.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried ordered to jail.
At a bail hearing in New York City, a federal judge revoked bond and issued the back-to-jail order, saying there was probable cause Bankman-Fried tried to tamper with two key witnesses against him and maybe others. Prosecutors had pushed for incarceration while his lawyers insisted he shouldn't be jailed trying to protect his reputation. The 31-year-old one-time crypto whiz was extradited from the Bahamas last December and had been living with his parents in California in order to comply with a $250 million bail package that severely restricted his internet and phone usage. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Fried was the second largest contributor to Joe Biden's 2020 campaign. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Beach Factor, the pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Federal appeals court ruling on guns and drugs.
The panel said drug users shouldn't automatically be banned from having guns, marking the latest sign of upheaval in the nation's firearm legal landscape and raising questions about a law cited in the case against Hunter Biden. The opinion handed out Wednesday overturned the conviction of a Mississippi man finding past drug use shouldn't automatically ban people from possessing guns. The ruling raises questions about the future of the law, which has also been expected to play a part in the plea deal for Hunter Biden, the president's son. Keith Peters reporting.
Six Ford customers are suing the automaker over what they call a dangerous defect in certain hybrid vehicles that can lead to spontaneous explosive fires. They filed a 124-page lawsuit in federal court in Detroit seeking class action status. They say the recall by Ford failed to address the issue. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Biden administration is asking Congress for $24 billion for Ukraine. Correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
The request is another massive infusion of cash as the Russian invasion wears on and Ukraine pushes a counteroffensive against the Kremlin's deeply entrenched forces. While the last such supplemental spending request from the White House for Ukraine funding was easily approved in 2022, despite reservations from Republicans, there's a different dynamic this time around. A political divide on the issue has steadily grown, with the Republican-led House facing enormous pressure to demonstrate support for the party's leader, Donald Trump, who has been very skeptical of the war. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And Republicans say more oversight's needed to see exactly where the $45 billion already sent to Ukraine went. A poll found that 55% of Americans believe Congress should not give any more money to Ukraine. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now they're on sale along with all roses and stuff. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Not understand that if Donald Trump wins, nothing else matters because it's over. The Morning Joe might not exist anymore because Donald Trump has said, if I'm elected, I want the FCC reporting directly into me. And he will cancel the show.
He will cancel the show. He's going to become the president of NBC Universal. And then he poured gasoline all over himself with a bucket and set himself on fire with a Zippo lighter, screaming Allahu Akbar. They are nuts. That is MSDNC. Donnie Douche. It's Donnie Douche, right? And he was on Morning Joke. And if President Trump is elected, Morning Joke might not exist anymore. Just one more reason to vote for Donald Trump. Come on, let's take everything into account. Let's look at the big picture. Morning Joke may not exist anymore. That reminds me of, what does it remind you of? He just surprised me, Michael did, with that opening soundbite, as is our custom, and then I get to respond to it. But that's great. Who does that remind you of? I know it reminds you of presidential historian Michael Beschloss saying it would be the end of everything, the end of civilization. There would be no food, no air to breathe if President Trump were to be reelected. They're mentally ill, and bless their hearts. I guess we should feel sorry for them for their very limited mental capacity. Their parents, I'm sure, were not very bright. Their grandparents probably dug up potatoes with their fingernails, and here they are on television, offering their opinions to people around the country and theoretically around the world. But that Michael, you remember the Michael Beschloss thing? Michael Beschloss is going to be the end of everything.
A historian 50 years from now, if historians are allowed to write in this country.
That's right.
And if there are still free publishing houses.
That's
and
right.
A free press, which I'm not certain of.
Not certain.
But if that is true,
if.
A historian will say what was at stake tonight and this week was the fact whether we will be a democracy in the future, whether our children will be arrested and conceivably killed.
That's right.
We're on the edge of a brutal authoritarian system, and it could be a week away.
And it could be a week away, right? And then they imprisoned all of their political enemies.
That was just the midterms.
Yeah. And as Michael points out, that was only the midterm elections. You know, imagine how Michael Beschloss, who is, what's the term, candy ass, came from, Mr. They had servants upstairs when he was growing up, and he's concerned that, or downstairs, wherever his servants may have resided in the sprawling estate. That was the Beschloss estate. That's great. Could be that they're going to kill your children in the midterms, just the midterms. You can only imagine how upset he's going to be when we get to the presidential election next year. Well, happy Friday to you. I don't think the end is near. This also dovetails with the earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon because of the weather. They do this every summer too, you know. And then in the wintertime, well, they go dormant. They hibernate for the most part. Boy, that is something I hadn't heard that one. Was that just today?
Yeah.
That was today? We're going to have to play it again later. And it instantly reminded me of Beschloss, and they're going to Republicans win in the midterms. Your children will be killed. So vote like there's something at stake, which the Democrats, it's the party of the mentally ill. If you're mentally ill, the Democrat Party is the party for you. They don't love you. They hate you, but they are the party for you. Pretty amazing stuff. There it is. Okay, well, let's get started because there is a great deal to talk about. Once again, I had 21 hours in between, and boy, my cup is quite full again. Holy smoke. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625, and isn't it wonderful to just see the Native American tribe, the Native American tribes, that Native American leaders saying that, but you know, the Washington Redskins, they changed their name to the Washington Commanders. And now the name Commanders has been smeared by Joe Biden's German Shepherd, named Commander, who's bitten 13 Secret Service personnel between, agents and uniform division Secret Service. 13 of them have been bitten by, Joe Biden's dog Commander. And that was their new dog after they got rid of Major, because Major bit how many White House staffers? I'm not sure. I don't think that dog ownership is really for them, don't you think? Not their lane, perhaps. They're not responsible dog owners. And now the Commanders, you see, they changed the name to Commander. Very militaristic. I can't believe the left didn't object to that because it's so militaristic. But now Native American leaders are demanding, they're threatening a boycott of the Washington football team. That's really what we should call them, don't you think? Since we're becoming the, plain brown bag Soviet-style version of the United States of America. Just call them the, then we'll call the Bears the, because we don't want to victimize animals living in the woods. We'll just call them the Chicago football team. And then we'll call ourselves the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. But never mind that. The Native Americans now saying they're threatening a boycott if they don't change the name of the team back to Redskins. I saw that yesterday and just burst out laughing. Too funny. Native Americans demanding that the team name be changed back to Redskins. I think that's wonderful. And since crime is skyrocketing in Washington, D.C., and Trayon White, the anti-Semite who believes that the Rothschilds family controls the weather and makes it snow in Washington, D.C. with the snap of a finger because they're, the snap of their fingers, because the Rothschilds and, you know, the Jews are trying to take over the cities in America. That's what D.C. city council member, he's a Democrat, by the way, Trayon White, had to say, made a video of himself explaining this to us, and then he actually posted it on the internet, because every day is an IQ test, and Trayon White has yet to get a passing grade any day. And then we've got another D.C. city council member who proposed, thankfully he was stopped by the U.S. Congress. You know things are bad when the Congress is doing a better job than you and is less insane than you, and the Washington, D.C. city council should really be taken over by the federal government and the Congress because they're mental and they're destroying our nation's capital. The government of Mexico has issued a travel warning for Mexican nationals who might be thinking of traveling to Washington, D.C., advising them that it's too dangerous, right? And we're on track for a 20-year high in homicides. The Democrats are doing that. All the homicides were committed by Democrats, too. And Trayon White was one of the city councilmen that defunded the police, and now he wants to call out the National Guard because the military must be called in to quell the Democrat violence, all the Democrat murders, the Democrat carjackings and stuff. Now we got another city council member who was looking to, because we've got a record number of carjackings in Washington, D.C., record number of carjackings. Democrats are going around with guns and putting them to people's heads and stealing their cars. And some cases they're just dragging, less strong people out of their cars and stealing their cars from. So naturally, a Democrat in the city council wanted to lower the penalties for carjackings because, you know, the problem is not our guns, it's your sons, and they're raising criminals. Hey, Democrats, stop raising criminals. Stop taking the leash off of your killer carjacking, drug-dealing sons and throwing them out onto the streets. And the Congress had to intervene and say, no, you can't reduce penalties for carjackings, because some of them spend time, you know, members of Congress, spend time in Washington, D.C. also. Pretty amazing stuff. Your Democrat Party. And in the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun? James Comer, the chairman, House Representatives Oversight, says he will subpoena Biden family members. Biden family members will be subpoenaed. They're going to get the subpoena. And then they will defy the subpoena and won't show up, and the New York Times will applaud them, because the New York Times is a criminal front group for a criminal back group, which is the Democrat Party. And the Biden White House, pretty amazing stuff. Speaking of which, the Biden White House now is going to trade arms for hostages. You know, so Ronald Reagan administration reference there. The Biden administration, the Iranians are a terrorist organization. They're run by the mullahs, by the ayatollahs. And the ayatollahs, the mullahs, they're a criminal front group, not for the Democrats in this case, but for radical Islam, and they're very socialistic too. And they've been holding Americans hostage in Iran. They're actually Iranian Americans. Persian Americans that were in Iran, and the mullahs took them and threw them in prison. One they've had under house arrest. The rest they threw into this hellhole of a prison out of a bad Hollywood movie. And yesterday they announced, hey, we're moving them all to a halfway house, and we are going to release them to the Americans in exchange for $6 billion. And Joe Biden says, $6 billion? Hey, bargain, last time around we gave them $150 billion. Remember the plane loads of cash, the transport planes with pallets of cash, shrink-wrapped, it wasn't even American money, it was euros, delivered under cover of darkness in the middle of the night, and the Obama people thought this was a great idea to fund the world's number one state sponsors of terrorism. And then, you may recall at the time, I explained, because it was true, that the new number one state sponsor of terrorism in the world was actually Barack Obama and the Obama administration. The United States of America under Barack Obama became the number one state sponsor of terrorism by freeing up, the figures varied, $50 billion to $150 billion in frozen Iranian assets And then the plane loads of cash too. It was like a drug deal on a, you know, Colombian cartel scale. Actually much bigger than that because it was billions and billions and billions. Pretty amazing stuff. And now here comes Joe Biden. Another deal with the mullahs, with the Ayatollahs, and billions more for them. It's another $6 billion for the Ayatollahs because, you know, the Democrats are not on our side. They're just not on our side. They're in bed with Moscow. Biden family got $3.5 million from this Russian woman who's the widow of the former late mayor of Moscow, close ally of Vlad the Impaler Putin. No problem. More than $8 million into the Biden family coffers from communist China. No problem. What service did the Biden family provide to communist China? None that we're aware of. None that we know of. And then, of course, there's Ukraine. At least there, Hunter Biden pretended to be on the board of Burisma. And when asked what his qualifications were to be to sit on the board of Burisma, he explained that he had already been the vice chairman of the board of Amtrak. And the reporter didn't follow up with what qualified you to be the vice chairman of the board of Amtrak. Well, my dad used to take the train from Washington to Delaware from time to time, and he pretended that he knew the names of all the conductors. Remember that? And then it turned out he didn't, and they didn't know him, and the pretty amazing stuff. Make the lie big enough, no one would dare not believe it. Pretty extraordinary stuff. In any event, James Comer says that the House Republicans will subpoena members of the Biden family. I predict right now that they will defy the subpoenas, and they will be applauded on CNN and on MSDNC and by ABC News and CBS News and NBC News and the Washington Post and the New York Times, because the left is here. This is not a land where liberals rule the Democrat Party. This is the land where leftists rule the Democrat Party. So amazing stuff. CNN's Jake Tapper confronts James Comer over lack of proof against Joe Biden. And Jake Tapper, who's a former Democrat Capitol Hill staffer, you may recall, says, I don't see any evidence of a crime. I don't see any evidence. Really? For 3 years, you fed us the Russian collusion story, President Trump. There was no evidence of a crime there. And then it turned out the crime was that the federal government and law enforcement agencies and the FBI and the CIA and the Justice Department lied to the FISA courts using Hillary Clinton's political opposition research and pretending it was U.S. intelligence when they lied to the top secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court in order to secure four different secretive warrants to spy on Donald Trump and peaceful people close to Donald Trump. And they only got George Papadopoulos and the Carter Page and a Naval Academy grad, and they smeared everybody, and it was the biggest lie ever told. Still, it's fine with the American news media, isn't it? Amazing. Also, Biden admitted yesterday that his phony baloney Inflation Reduction Act had nothing to do with reducing inflation. You know, how much was that, Mike? Like $1.5 trillion? But it turns out it was really just there to line the pockets of Democrat Party allies. You know, fight the climate change. The Democrats are going to change the climate of the planet Earth if you just give them more of your money. Pretty amazing stuff. And keep in mind that Obama and Biden have a long history of turning billions and billions of dollars over to the mullahs in Tehran, so they can wage their terrorist wars against Israel and Yemen and in Syria and and elsewhere. Also, Disney trying to Bud Light themselves. They got a new tranny trying to sell clothing. Disney to little girls. A guy, a dude, dressed up like Minnie Mouse. And this is Disney's idea. O.J. Simpson is in the news today. Another demonstration of the fact that liberals have no sense of irony whatsoever. And we are at 888-630-9625.
The Morning Joe might not exist anymore. He will cancel the show.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month.
Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-353-9057. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-353-9057, 800-353-9057, or biglou.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Thinning hair is normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate.
Once I started taking Nutrafol, I could visibly see my hair get thicker.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements and products are not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? Morgan's Silver Dollars are back for 2023. For the 100th anniversary, the U.S. Mint released the first legal tender Morgan's in 100 years. They sold out instantly. Now, Morgan's Silver Dollars are back in 2023, minted in 99.9% pure silver, but only 275,000 coins were minted, and they will go fast. The entire market and experts agree this is a big deal and an amazing opportunity for both coin and silver buyers. Just call 1-800-979-7267. And you are guaranteed a 2023 brand new uncirculated 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. But with limited quantities, you must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-979-7267. Plus, you'll receive a free bonus Patriots pack, new and improved, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-979-7267 now to secure your new 2023 Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-979-7267.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-898-6155 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call this for your free quick quote today. 800-898-6155. That's 800-898-6155. What do you have to lose? Call 800-898-6155. Again, 800-898-6155.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLou is here for you. With DebtLou's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLou are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It really is. The Democrat Party is like Jonestown in Guyana, you know, the Reverend Jim Jones. They're lining up for the Kool-Aid real soon, I think. The earth is on fire. We're all going to die soon. I was texting with my friend Seton Motley at lessgovernment.org and pointed out something that I should have taken as completely obvious and immediately pounced on. If Donald Trump were to be reelected president next year, he would, of course, and Michael and I were talking about this, he would, of course, have control over the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, right? And I assume that's what Donnie Douche is talking about on Morning Joke this morning on MSDNC, embarrassing himself and Western civilization. But a little detail for Donnie the dope.
The Morning Joe might not exist anymore because Donald Trump has said, if I'm elected, I want the FCC reporting directly into me. And he will cancel the show.
Now, here's a crazy little thing for the maroon. What a maroon. The FCC has no authority over cable television. It's only what goes out over the airwaves, broadcast television, broadcast radio. They have no control, no authority, the Federal Communications Commission, over cable television because it is not broadcast through the airwaves. And he couldn't be dumber if he got up early to get dumber. He is that guy. I tell you, and then they all sit there nodding like morons, like cartoon characters, because Donnie just said something so incredibly idiotic that... then the award-winning presidential historian and rich kid, Michael Beschloss, Donald Trump. That's just the midterms. The Republicans are elected. If they take over Congress, then they're probably going to kill your children. Your children will disappear and probably be killed. This is the left we're talking about here, right? They've killed more people in the last 100 years than any gang of murderers in the history of humankind.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
1-5-5. It's over. Freedom is over if Donald Trump gets elected. It's that simple. No other issue matters. Every other issue sprinkles down from that. Whatever you feel about the economy, however you feel about whatever issue you're dealing with, we turn into an autocracy. What our forefathers fought for 250 years ago is over. That's what's at stake at this election. Everything else is a subtext to that.
If the Democrats win, they're going to kill everyone in the country. Everyone in the country will be shot and killed by the military, and then the military will be ordered to kill each other until there's nobody left in the country. And before they kill each other, they have to burn everything to the ground. But with environmentally friendly fluids and things, so there won't be either. You want to minimize the smoke and going into there. But honestly, and then if the Democrats win again, they're going to unleash the nuclear arsenal of the United States of America. And how many do we have now? 8,000 or 10,000 nuclear weapons will be detonated around the world, and nuclear winter will ensue if the Democrats are elected. You know, somebody on Fox News should come out. Somebody on Capitol Hill should come out and play Donnie Douche there, and then make hysterical, irrational, crazy claims like these mental dwarves. You can't say midgets, so you have to say mental. Suffering from mental dwarfism. That's an actual medical condition, I believe. Maybe you call Donnie Douche a mental short person. Mental, is it little person? It's little person, I think. They are amazing. They're just extraordinary. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And the Washington Redskins, it's time to change the name of the Redskins back to the Washington Redskins, according to a very, very powerful Native American organization, which it turns out is the most powerful organization in the world. It's the most powerful, all, not just Native American, but the most powerful organization in the world. And if they don't get their way, then our democracy is over. Oh, man. If I don't get out of the studio here this afternoon on time, then democracy is over. It's over. Because, honestly, this is what passes. You know, I'll tell you what, if President Trump wins next year, he should pull all press accreditation for NBC News because they spread stuff like that. And Michael Beschloss said they're going to kill your children. And we should take away any accreditation that the Democrat Party has, because Katie Porter and the other Democrats going around saying that the earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon. Honestly, you guys are Jonestown in slow motion. You are insane. And I mean no insult to insane people. Many of the insane people in the country come by their insanity honestly, and I respect that. But these people are, boy, I'm telling you, they are just, they couldn't be crazier. And if you watch MSNBC for your news, you are mentally unstable. You need to seek and find help. All right, let's go to, so I want to get to the Washington Redskins thing in a minute also. And everybody I know is in favor of changing it back to Redskins, but I don't hang out with a lot of Democrats. Yeah. It's over. It's over, I say. And we have Kamala Harris, too, talking to the Reverend Al Sharpton of Resist We Much famed. We must. And we have Resist We Much wear and gear at the Chris Plant store on Al Gore's Amazing Internet. Always fun to share with your friends that watch MSDNC and... Man, all right. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Jim calling from Louisa, Virginia. James, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, happy Friday to you, Chris. First of all, I'd like to give a special shout out to my lovely wife, Kelly. She is a woman, but it's our 39th wedding anniversary today. So love you, Kelly. But the Washington Commanders' new name, I vote the Redskins, but if that won't fly, then I think they ought to revive the old basketball team name, the Washington Bullets. That seems appropriate given the crime rate in D.C., but that's my vote.
I think that's great. First, I want to wish a happy 39th anniversary to you and to your loving bride, Kelly. I think that's a wonderful thing, and you get on the radio and you say, I love my wife. My wife is Kelly. It's our anniversary. God bless you both. I think that's a really wonderful thing. And it's a nice Friday, so you get to go out. You have a plan. You're going to go out and, get something other than Bud Lights and hang out on a porch somewhere on this beautiful day.
Yeah, it's always a special week because we have her birthday, then our anniversary, then my birthday. My birthday is Sunday, so we just kind of celebrate the whole week.
Wow, that is great. That's a wonderful thing. Well, happy anniversary, Kelly. You can go to sleep at night knowing that your husband loves you very much. Isn't that a great thing?
Yes.
That's a wonderful thing.
And, if you need to get away from crazy, just come over here to Louisa. You've got Lake Anna. You've got Lake Louisa. It's just beautiful central Virginia countryside, but it's good for the mind and good for the soul.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I love the idea of Les Boulets. We had in Washington, D.C., we had the NBA team for many years was the Bullets. The Bullets, because they're faster than a speeding bullet. And we had, it's like a Superman reference. They're the Bullets because they're so fast. And then the Democrats shot so many people and killed so many people in Washington that there was an uprising. They love their uprisings, insurrections much of the time. And they changed the name of the Bullets. I thought the Bullets much better. There are still a lot of people in D.C. that wear their Bullets jerseys, I can tell you that much. And maybe since we're on this track, Jim, maybe they should, instead of the Redskins, it could be the Washington Carjackers, because we've got a record number of carjackers this year. And more to come, a lot more to come. I think we've had, 6 carjackings per square mile or more so far this year. The news media stopped talking about carjackings because it doesn't make the Democrats look good, Kind of like the illegal immigration thing overwhelming New York and Massachusetts. So now Democrat congressman and squad lunatic lefty Jamal Bowman came out yesterday and said we have to do something about illegal aliens because, he said, we've got to win 4 seats in the House next year to take control of the House back, and we've got elections to win. You know, not because people are being murdered or raped or the rape trees or the open border sovereignty or the hundreds of billions of dollars we're spending on illegal aliens. And, you know, New York wants $12 billion to pay to offset the expense of, they say, about 100,000 illegal aliens in New York City, which means that's $120,000 per illegal alien that they want from the federal government. Amazing stuff. But Jamal Bowman says it makes us look bad as Democrats. He could care less about the actual effects on the country because he disdains the country, despises the country. He's a Democrat, after all. But he says that it makes them look bad. And honestly, that they should start thinking that the murders make them look bad and the carjackings make them look bad, since it's all their sons. I haven't seen a single carjacking reported where the guy was wearing a MAGA hat or a Trump shirt. Not a single one. Every damn one, I'm a Democrat. But les boulets, as we used to call them. And that's a fun idea. Bring back the bullets. You know,
we need to restore some toughness to the Redskins organization. So anyway, the name would help.
I like it. I think that's fun. Now, do you think if we could get the name Redskins back, would you be in favor of that?
I think so. I mean, here in Central Virginia, everybody still has red paraphernalia to include, you know, African Americans. And I mean, they're just proud of the Redskins. I grew up in Denver Bronco country, you know, in the late 60s, early 70s, and I was a huge Redskins fan in the Billy Kilmer and Larry Brown days. For whatever reason, I was just hooked on the Redskins and, you know, just always been my favorite teams, and always have identified the football team with that name.
Yeah.
So the Commanders just was never a good fit.
That's right. I agree. And it was kind of an early example of cancel culture and the left, you know, just running in and exercising their mental power and saying, we demand that you change, pounding the table until they change the name. Then they named the Commanders very militaristic. It really makes me uncomfortable, the militarism associated with the word Commanders, you know, the thing. Jim, thank you for calling in. Happy anniversary to you and to Kelly. God bless you both. And I know it is very beautiful down around Lake Anna. And I look at real estate there on Al Gore's amazing internet there sometimes. If only I could afford to buy a house on Lake Anna like you. Thank you, Jim. Happy anniversary, Kelly. Now, here's the story from the Daily Wire. Native American group threatens national boycott if Washington football team doesn't change name back to the Redskins. This is great. And Katie Jerkovich has the story at the Daily Wire. A Native American group has threatened a national boycott of the Washington Commanders unless the NFL team reverses course and changes its name back to the Washington Redskins. The Native American Guardians Association, it's an umbrella group representing Native American nations, Indian tribes around the country. The Native American Guardians Association, which naturally has to be reduced to an acronym of NAGA, it's NAGA, wrote on Twitter, which is now called X, right? Just call it an X post. It's an X post. We have to start calling them X posts. That the group, along with its founder and president, Eunice Davidson, have sent a letter to the Washington Commanders ownership and key leadership formally requesting the team revitalize its relationship with the American Indian community and rightfully change their name back to the Redskins. Okay, that's great stuff. And here's the X post said Native American Guardians Association founder President Eunice Davidson sent a demand letter. See, you got a little touch of leftyism in there, but everybody has to adopt the leftyism things because it's a demand letter. They're not requesting, they're demanding. See, because that's how it works in America today. A demand letter today to the Washington Commanders ownership key leadership formally requesting the team revitalize its relationship with the American Indian community and rightfully change the name back. Here's it's right here in their X post. Amazing stuff. in a letter that addressed what the group called the cancel culture against the Native American population and the erasure of its steadfast role in American history, including serving as counselors to the founding fathers in the creation of the U.S. Constitution. And they're right on the money here. I'm with them big time. I think it's great. And it is the erasure. You know, the Democrats are erasing. This is the term that I believe I first heard from my best girl, and I brought to you, that the left, the Democrat Party, is erasing women in the public square, and not just in college sports, but beyond. Speaking of which, Disney now has a cross-dressing Democrat loon who that Disney is using to sell little Minnie Mouse clothing to little girls. But they've got a man with male genitalia and everything prancing around dressed like Minnie Mouse, and Disney thinks this is a good idea. And yesterday we were talking about this, and I was wondering if maybe Disney had hired that woman fired by Bud Light, Alyssa Heinerscheid. Maybe Disney's hired Alyssa Heinerscheid and they just didn't announce it. And now Alyssa Heinerscheid from Bud Light is over there because they're doing a Bud Light on themselves here, Disney is. And they've done a bunch of these things lately, too. I mean, honestly, if this company were an idiot Democrat at home, they'd get into a bathtub and open a vein like Frankie Five Angels in The Godfather. But they're completely nuts. The letter talked about the history of the Washington football team and its relationship with the Native American community, dating back to its 1933 season when they were named the Boston Redskins. Huh, isn't that interesting? I guess they weren't in Washington then. At this moment in history, they wrote, we are formally requesting that the team revitalize the relationship with the Native American community. Change the name back to Redskins, which recognizes America's original inhabitants, using the team's historic name and legacy to encourage Americans to learn about, not cancel, the history of America's tribes and our role in founding this great nation. That's just wonderful. You know, they're canceling the left. This is all the Democrat Party. They're anti-American, un-American, anti-human, anti-baby, anti-women, anti-capitalist. What are they for again? Don't even want to get into that. So, encourage, and they wrote, should we need to encourage a national boycott similar to what happened to Anheuser-Busch, in parentheses Bud Light, which is now down $27 billion, note, not one brick thrown, not one highway blocked, not one bridge burned. We will do just that. See, not the burning of the bridges, but the boycott, the national boycott. And I think that's wonderful. And boy, I want to hang out with these people. These people are making good sense. Wonderful stuff. The letter closed out by noting that in 2023, this oppression and arbitrary and capricious recognition of U.S. history and constitutional rights is not acceptable. The group also vowed to stand their ground because if you don't acknowledge history, we are doomed to repeat it. Keep in mind that the Democrats are tearing down statues all over America, like the Taliban in Afghanistan. They're taking down portraits in the U.S. Capitol. They're all of Democrats. Every portrait taken down, every statue torn down, virtually every statue torn down, Democrat racists, because they want to erase their own history. While they erase women, while they erase Native Americans, they're seeking to erase our own founding. They're seeking to erase the United States of America. And because of that, I demand we bring back the name Redskins. We're at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
I've been taking Nutrafol 4.5 years.
My hair was thinning.
I was under a lot of stress.
I like Nutrafol because it's drug-free and the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement.
My hair feels thicker.
Stronger.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-826-9895. That's 800-826-9895. 800-826-9895.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced, hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative, and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now they're on sale along with all roses in stock. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLu is here for you. With DebtLu's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLu are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
I got a whole lot more. I got Bud Light and Billy Bush. Not the Donald Trump videotape Billy Bush, but B-U-S-C-H Billy Bush, who is heir to the Anheuser-Busch fortune, which is a great job. I wish that's what my business card said. Chris Plant, heir to the Anheuser-Busch fortune. I'd have that on business cards, wouldn't you? That'd be great. But he's talking about buying Bud Light back from the idiots. And he says, and make Bud Light great again. Tells you a little something about him, too. And if he bought it back and made Bud Light great again, then I could go back to drinking Bud Light. But now I can't. I haven't had a Bud Light since the stupids came forward, you know. Hey, stupids. All right, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Sue, calling from Damascus, Maryland. Susan, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, good morning, Chris. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you, Sue.
Well, I wanted to comment about the Washington Redskins. You know, they do play in Maryland. They don't play in Washington.
Yeah.
And when they changed the name, I thought it was so ridiculous because if you know your history about the American Indians in this country, they were involved in the African slave trade way before anyone else was. And in fact, when Jackson sent the Cherokee on their Trail of Tears, they took their African slaves with them. And they had many black descendants of their African slaves that were part of the Indian nation till about 10, 12 years ago, when they expelled all citizenship for those who were descendant of their black slaves. And two of the tribes, the Choctaw Nation and the Muskegee Nation, are now trying to reconsider maybe reinstating them because of the outrage from Americans and other governments. In fact, secretly Biden has tried to reverse this problem, but he can't quite do it. So for you to change the name from Redskins because of a racial thing is ridiculous. If you want to change it because the American Indian was involved in the slave trade, the African slave trade, way beyond anyone else, well, then you can do it for that way because the Indian nation is a racist nation.
Well, that's a different analysis, I think, of the name of the Redskins. Fascinating. It's true that Native Americans owned slaves. They weren't...
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at BMT Satellite.
For local dish installation and service.
Hi, folks. This is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than...